right. I'm lost with Kenzie's schedule now. When is she here? Now?
I don't know. All I know is Friday. Hello?
I think it's supposed to be Tuesday and Friday. I know she's been sick this week. I don't think she's coming Thursday and Friday, I believe. Gonna try. She's got...
You don't think she's coming... The answer is you don't know.
Not 100% sure, no.
That's all I was looking for.
Alfie?
Not a damn clue.
All right, then. The only day I know she said was Fridays.
You know, for somebody that says that they have their allergies down and I should consume bee pollen, she's really, if this were her full-time job, she'd be missing almost as many days as I do.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah, I worry about her because I don't know if her situation is allergy related, but she just gets sick quite a bit. And I don't know if that's just because we don't.
We don't what?
We don't get traditional sick very often.
Yeah, you're right. Mine, Chloe, Alfie, just allergies.
Right. But it's not like you hear about all of us, you know, passing strep throat amongst ourselves.
That's why we stopped the mouth kissing.
Really helped.
I forgot what I was going to say. It's another one of those days of dicking around. You know, yesterday I told you I wanted to try and learn the piano, Great Balls of Fire?
Yes.
So I wasted about a couple hours last night, about an hour and a half today.
You playing with the keys?
Yeah, I practice on the piano.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you get it? What happened?
Why do you look so confused that we're asking about this?
I don't know. Chloe goes, did you get it? What happened? Did the piano explode? Just one of those questions of, it wasn't one of those, what happened? Did we want to hear it. It's, what happened?
Oh, Russ tried something.
Did you break Chuck's keyboard? One of those things.
Yeah.
What does it work now?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get all of it. The, man, that's harder than the guitar. Because you got to use both hands. With the guitar, it's just, you know, kind of mostly your left hand and picking with your right. You don't have to do that much unless you're playing country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because all 10 of your fingers have to be doing something.
And you didn't even, I'm guessing you didn't even jump into the foray of the foot pedals?
That keyboard doesn't have foot pedals.
All right, well then, no worries there.
So that made it easier.
That's three less issues.
Yeah, I don't even know what the foot pedals are for.
I don't either.
And I have either a Suzuki or a Yamaha piano at home that is a player piano as well, but you could play it.
Sure.
It's got pedals. I don't know what they do.
One of them's for sustain. It helps sustain the notes out longer. One of them's for dampening, and the other one, I have no clue.
I probably should learn to use the dampening on everything. I should put one of those on everything I try and play.
Hey, what's that guitar Russ is playing? The Dampener 5000.
And it's not plugged into an amp, and it looks like they've cut his strings off.
You absolutely, positively don't want to be heard by anyone.
Not even by accident.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think they're planning some type of party for 1190 for their ratings.
Really?
Think so.
Good. They should.
Nothing for the Eagle.
No, that'd be crazy because it's not like the Eagle was kind of just floundering before.
Yeah, really?
And needing...
So what are you celebrating? The ratings? What are they? Ooh. What about the Eagle? Well, they're this, but we're...
They're the best ever, but we're not going to celebrate that.
Yeah.
That'd be odd.
You're celebrating a 1.3. Woo!
Hey, that's our morning show numbers on 1190. It was 0.0 the week. I don't know why they just started measuring the ratings the first week of January, but our first week in January was 0.0.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second week was a 1.3. Which, if the station had good ratings, and you went up another 1.3, that would be really good.
Yeah.
But going from nothing is, that's just, again, it's a wonder bundle of them.
Yeah, but management is extremely excited.
I got another email from Kibler today. First of all, what days are you available? Oh, well, what difference does it make? You're going to plan it like between 6 and 8, so we can't make it.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. Mm-hmm.
The one show that's pushing 1190 right now, we don't get no party.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they'll have their party like they do all the other times, happy hour.
And some place they can find trade.
Mm-hmm.
I think, since we've been working for 1190 for free, we picked the time.
Makes sense to me.
Like about, I don't know, 11:45 at night. It's always convenient for them. 11:45 is inconvenient for us, but you want to be a dick about it.
Yes.
Well, even 11:45 late? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't show up. What are we doing? What are you guys doing? I was asleep.
Yeah, really? I got a show to get ready for the next day.
It was almost midnight.
I can't believe you people actually showed up. It would be nice to be on the giving side of that for a change.
And then there was some big luncheon here a couple of days ago. Doesn't matter why, but none of us got the email until after the luncheon was over. It came in, but it's not like we check our email every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we certainly don't check our station email every 5 minutes.
Hey, sorry for the late notice. Big luncheon at 11:30. Yeah, it's 12:45.
Mm-hmm. How often do you really think Russ is going to check his KEGL email?
I check it at least twice a day when I get up in the morning.
That's actually more than I thought you did. I figured it was once every couple of days.
Well, since my grunts last so long, or I enjoy the moment.
Okay.
I like to space them out. I don't just like to dump and go. That's rude.
Yeah, it just seems like a waste.
Because sometimes if you sit there long enough, your body works up another one.
Yes. It'll come back around for like round two.
Okay.
Yeah. I always like that. It's like a bonus.
Have you ever had it to where
it's like the director's cut?
Have you ever had it to where you stayed on the toilet, but when the second round hits, it's like a completely separate consistency? You're like, whoa, this is different.
Sometimes. Yeah. But a lot of, there are many times to where that second, what is the word? Whatever it is when you're shooting at somebody. Not parvo. Somebody will call and tell me. But the second go round, it'll be another good one.
Yeah.
And that's when I just feel proud.
Accomplished for the day?
Oh, I know. I'm not done, because then about 2 hours later, I got another one coming.
Okay, that's right, guy, because you already have your second shift.
I'm just surprised that I have the two go-rounds in the morning, and then nothing the rest of the day, not even when I get home at night. I'm guessing regular is regular, regardless of how many times you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, regular, yeah, whether it's so many times in a day or so many times in a week.
I forget. Somebody said this last night or the night before. Whatever Kenzie's got, she hasn't gone to poo since last Thursday.
Ooh.
Did one of you guys say that?
No, that's someone else.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who it is. But just the fact that it's a chick, the fact that they would tell anybody that.
Yeah.
Well, Vedra used to tell us all the time. Vedra, that used to work on the Edge in the morning, she used to tell us that all the time. Hey!
How long did she say she would go?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. As drunk as she got, you know she all over the place and didn't know it.
That's an excellent point.
If you're coherent all the time, then you're going to know.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you take as many shots in an evening as she would do. Yeah, at some point she sprayed a public bathroom.
It's probably why they didn't have her do as many appearances. She's nice and she's really good with the crowd, but she always s*** before she leaves. And just walks out like she doesn't notice. For a second, she looks like a puppy.
Drags her ass across the floor, she's out.
Do you know what he said?
Drags her ass across the floor, she's up.
Oh, all right.
I miss her.
And she drank heavily. I don't know if it was every night, but I don't know how you do that and then do mornings.
Well, sometimes she didn't.
Well, she did mornings. She showed up.
Yes.
But then she would come and sleep in our studio when we were doing mornings, mm-hmm. just so we could keep an eye on her. That was our suggestion.
Yes.
Because we got tired of going into her studio to see if she was alive.
Yeah.
Then we tried the baby monitor, and then it's like, nah, that's just bring her in here. Yeah, she can set the board on auto and play, you know, 5-6 songs in a row, and then hit her with an EpiPen and send her back in for another break. Okay, where do you want to start? You want to, yeah, I don't think I'm ready to do Jerry Lee yet.
You don't, you're not warmed up enough to show us what you learned?
It's really hard.
I'm sure it is. I mean,
you got the, with your left hand, the dun 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 dun. I had to learn that first.
Right.
That's what Alfie told me. He goes, learn one hand first.
Kind of get
the baseline. How come nobody told me that with a guitar?
Well.
But Alfie walked me through. I didn't know he knew anything about the piano.
I didn't either.
I know tiny little bits, just enough to, like, maybe find a note.
So he worked with me for a while.
That's awesome.
It is, but I didn't do any show prep. And we can't just talk about me practicing the piano for the next 3.5 hours.
I bet we find a way.
And that's sad.
We will find a way to weave it into each hour.
Okay. Did we get started late?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that's not our fault. You got any quick audio you want to play? I know one of the Cowboys is in trouble again. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air yesterday or not. Finally heard from Mayor Price. She's had the flu, so she's been out.
Yes. Yeah, actually, you did mention that.
But I guess she's either on the tail end of it or she doesn't care because she's still planning on meeting with the insurance company that gave the Fort Worth officer his family grief.
That I like to
while
hear.
He lie in the hospital, still in ICU. If she had let me, and she probably wouldn't, I would truly get up and drive to Fort Worth just to sit in the meeting.
Man, that'd be like having like two hyenas trying to fight over a carcass.
She may not want me to say anything, but we could play, you know, the good cop, bad cop. She could start out, you know, I'm the mayor, so I've got to be cordial and professional about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have to. It's your problem, motherfucker.
Obviously, you're playing bad cop.
And then she would calm me down. But she could give me everything that she really wanted to be said, but she couldn't say herself.
That would be so much fun for you. Unfortunately, I feel like she could do her own good, bad cop.
I'm going to text her today and ask her if she can record it. Because I really am curious to see how she goes about this. Because even in the text, she texted me. I texted a couple of times late last night, and she said, I am still furious for Sergeant
Drake.
Drake, thank you. Let's see, Jeff, about my test driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last texts was around 8:30 last night. I went, chewing on them good Thursday. I'm behind you, baby.
My God, she's a mayor.
She loves me.
I know, but...
And she sent back...
Honorable baby something.
After I said chew them good, she sent back, I plan to do just that.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah. I got a little tingle.
Shameful treatment of our officer and his family. I am furious. And then she said something else. I said, well, if you need anything, just let me know. You got the bat signal.
You know, one thing, I don't know if she needs it. I usually do, though, is you get mad in the moment. And then as time passes, you kind of calm down and like, okay, cooler heads. But she may need someone to get her back in that moment, get her fired back up before the meeting.
Again, I don't know that much about her. I've had her in the studio once, twice.
Once.
She seems like somebody that could hold a grudge.
Yes.
When it comes to her city?
Yeah. And her officers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like to think of her See, that would be great if she just let me go, because she could be the one that gets wound up and I have to grab her and hold her and pull her back from the guy.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
You better hold me back.
Betsy, hang on.
Jethro, you let me go.
All right, let's break here and get caught up. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Russ Eagle traffic brought to you by Empire on Fox. Only one incident right now we're talking about, and it's in Dallas. That's on I-35, right at Commerce Street. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic there is still jacked up, though, back from Wycliffe. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archive today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Half Price Books. Tonight will be cloudy again, 34 for the low. Tomorrow morning, clouds and a high of 49. Right now, 57 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, Chloe, go ahead and go back over the keyboard and pound on it. See if I can set the levels over here.
Okay. That is right there.
Got it. Okay. So, what?
Nothing. I'm just.
What do you want to do first? You want me to play the piano? You want me to shoot this coconut?
For a second there, I thought that was just an expression that I had to look behind my monitor, and there's actually a coconut right there.
Because we were talking about maybe reshooting Spittleville, and I said, well, the blank guns have set so long. It was either the blank guns that have gone bad somehow, they need to be cleaned,
mm-hmm.
or the blanks went bad. And Claude just, well, just use a real gun. No, there's wadding. If the barrel's not clogged, wadding comes out of that barrel.
Yeah.
It's like that actor on the CBS show that we talked about a few days ago. It happened several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were in between takes, and they were using, I think it was a 44 Magnum blank gun.
Yep.
And I'm guessing their barrels weren't plugged.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because he held it up to his head, pulled the trigger, and killed himself.
Yes.
Which was not his intent.
Yeah, he was just trying to kill time between shots.
So we shot a few of the blanks with a real gun through a cardboard box and left a real bullet hole.
Yeah.
But that was right up against the box. Held it about 6 inches away. Oh, yes, just maybe a little splattering of gunpowder.
Yep.
So I was wondering what it would do. Coconut's about the only thing I could think of that's sort of close to the skull.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot it now.
Is now the best time?
Why does it matter? Did you want me to drink first?
No. I'm just worried about time as far as people in the building, in the offices.
I don't think they can hear the gunfire in here.
Well, knock yourself out.
Didn't we do it before 5 o'clock?
Well, we've done it at general times when people were here.
Oh.
And I don't know what their reaction was, if any at all.
Okay, we'll wait, Dad.
Look, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying let's do it at a proper time when we don't get in trouble.
Let's blow stuff up in the studio at a proper time. Well, a few things that we can still blow up. After we moved out of the industrial part with CBS and moved over here to this high rise, like, can't have anything that might emit smoke or flames, or you can't have any accelerants. Bunch of pussies. Well, I didn't have to bleep that. Pussies!
See, this building's changing you.
even though they said, do whatever you used to do at CBS. Like, did you listen?
Did they say that?
Yeah, the first time I met with J.D. Freeman, who was a GM here at the time in 2010.
And he clearly didn't know what he was saying.
The only thing he said was pretty much what CBS had always said. Identify the station, play the commercials, don't lose a license.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that there was this sort of thing between Craddock and me. He said, if you can stay away from that. I said, David had every chance, every opportunity he wanted to bag on me after I was arrested. He never said a word. And David had told Kibler, he said, I know what it's like to be accused of something that you didn't do or I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so it's not going to serve any purpose. I said, I got no issues with David at all.
Yeah.
So he was one of the few people. He was excited either way. He just said he understood, and he goes, no, I got nothing to say to anybody. But okay. So JD goes, all right, we're hiring you to throw fastballs. Just make sure you hit whoever you're throwing it at. That's okay.
It's wise.
If I hit the wrong person, I've watched the Nolan Ryan video. I know what happens if they rush the mound.
That's right. Oh, I see. You want to rush the old timer.
Well, come kick your ass, old man.
Come for it.
I've been waiting for this for 20 years.
I'd like to play the audio, but it's all visual. But just to watch him get hit, the guy, whoever it was, it rushed the mound.
Robin Ventura.
And to watch Nolan just get him in that headlock. I go, dry shampoo. I'm not touching you. In fact, didn't somebody give us a still photo of that?
Yeah, it's right over your right shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that's mid punch.
Yeah, that is an iconic image. And the older Nolan Ryan gets,
I have to get up and go look at it. Go ahead.
The older Nolan Ryan gets, to me, he looks like my papa. And so when I see that photo now, I actually see a very young version of my papa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, yeah, I bet he'd do that. Both ranchers.
Yeah. Look at that fist, man. It's just.
And Nolan's got part of his tongue sticking out, so you know that he's into this.
Oh, yeah, he's all about it. He's like, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to whoop your dog ass, and I'm going to have to focus on this, so there's going to be a little tongue comes out. Okay, you got audio you want to start with?
I do.
All right.
How about
okay. The
return of Randy Quaid?
Did he come back to the U.S.?
No. He just came back to the semi-public eye by posting a couple of videos on his YouTube channel.
Okay.
This one, trying the best way to describe it for you, but he and his wife, Evie.
Oh, Alfie, you were watching this last night.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention. I just walked by, and there's this old guy with just this huge gray beard, mm-hmm. and it looked like some whore sitting on the bed behind him in a nasty hotel room.
Yep, that's about right. That's Randy and his wife.
Okay, so Randy was in the foreground addressing the camera. Excuse me. I don't know what he was saying. And the horse sitting on the edge of the bed. Is that his wife?
Yes.
Did she have a mat? It looked like either her face was blacked out or she was wearing something.
At one point, she was wearing. He asked her to put on a Rupert Murdoch mask.
Why?
You can just hit play.
You're going to tell me what clip?
Yeah, it's cut 5. Sorry.
There is no cut 5.
Son of a bitch.
It goes from 3 to 4 to 6. And then there's 7. And then it goes to 15.
Go up one folder.
Okay. Back up. And did I still look for 5?
Yeah.
Do you know what you named it?
Something with Randy Quaid.
Okay. I will just search Randy on your flash. I'm going to guess it's the one that says Randy Quaid Rupert Murdoch.
Yep, that's it.
Found it.
Mm-hmm. I'm Randy Quaid, and this is my wife, Evie. I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion for the film's Independence Day and Christmas Vacation. What?
But you also lost your mind.
He leaves that part out conveniently. Of course, also in his mind, he hasn't lost his mind. He's the most conscious. I had no idea who that was.
And I walked past Alfie's desk, and he's got the video. And Alfie, is that pretty much the comp of the shot? Is Randy Quaid's in the foreground, right up against the camera, and in the just off to his like his left, sitting on the or off to his right, this horse sitting on the bed.
Yep, doesn't change at all.
Okay. And then he makes her put on the Rupert Murdoch mask.
Yes.
Dude, shave, color your hair. Dude, try not to look as maniacal, unless that was just his entire purpose.
I don't even know at this point.
Hi, I'm Randy Quaid, and this is my wife, Evie. I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion for the film's Independence Day and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, because you were the only one in Independence Day and Christmas Vacation. So you should get credit for all of that.
Yeah.
What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Berman, stole my house. And News Corp's The New York Post continues to smear me to high heaven with a pack of lies. For good measure, Warner Brothers even had my wife and I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ. No, for real.
TMZ arrests people now?
According to Randy. I think he sees it that way because TMZ might be right there and then police show up. But, yeah, he's lost it.
I wonder what his... I know it'll probably explain itself, but just at this point, I'm curious. I wonder what he thinks this is going to accomplish. First of all, I don't think... Can he come back into the U.S.?
Right now, no. The State Department...
Or if he comes back, he goes to jail.
Yes.
So he can come back.
Yeah.
He just don't own it.
Yeah.
Okay. Rupert Murdoch is head of what?
News Corp.
Okay.
Fox, 20th Century Fox.
That's really how it works. Hashtag PMC. Police Media Corruption. Ba-dum! Evie and I have been put through a living hell. A living hell of biblical proportion. So how do we retaliate? What do we do? Well, I...
What's going through your head?
I don't know. I'm just thinking Old Testament. Biblical proportion. Does she have locust in her clam?
Man, that would have really altered this video.
I mean, you go back, you know, fire, brimstone, and things splitting apart, earth flooding, having to collect two of everything. Noah's going, what's a cubit? And then, then all of a sudden, Jesus is born and God calms down.
Mm-hmm.
What do I get in return? I get arrested by TMZ. You know, somebody showed up with a TMZ patch on their shirt. I'm not going to let them arrest me.
I'm not either.
Put through a living hell of biblical proportion. So how do we retaliate? What do we do? Well, I still have a few tricks, too. This is the very same shirt that I wore in ID 4 when I saved the world. Another act that Rupert Murdoch still hasn't thanked me for. So,
I'm sorry. Continually stop the audio.
Mm-hmm.
But did they forget to pay you, Randy?
I know, it's very odd. All of this really screams of he was somehow bilked out of money or he was hosed out of it somehow, never got a dime for any of it. Or that he was, like you said before, as if these two movies were one-man movies. He was actually...
His part in ID4 wasn't... It was a good part.
It was a great part, and it stole all the scenes he was in, but he was a minor character in it.
Rupert, you want to f*** me? I'm going to f*** you. Evie, put this on.
That's the mask with the eye holes cut out.
Wasn't she wearing panties or something? Panty and a bra?
Yeah, panty, bra, bikinis. Yeah, something like that.
It was hard to tell because she was in the background, and I didn't really care what was going on.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll thank me for this.
All right, what was that? What was it?
He spit on his hand.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So now that...
Well, I just want to make sure he didn't take a shit on his wife.
No. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When he calls her forward, says, put this on, she comes off the bed, comes to the foreground next to him. She leans over the desk computer thing. And then he stands up, doesn't seem to be wearing any pants, gets behind her.
You don't actually see them banging.
They could be, or it could just be simulated. I don't know.
Well, what was the comp of the shot at that point?
You see her wearing the mask. And
all right, so all right, first of all, the camera never moves.
Nope.
All right, so obviously she's going to get in front of him.
Yes.
Then she bent over.
Yeah.
So you just see it from the front. See,
yes.
You don't see any side action or anything.
No.
And you, okay, that's all I need to know.
You, Evie, put this on. Maybe you'll thank me for this. Oh, yeah.
Got to stop and ask.
I know.
Wife or a real dog in there?
Real dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Together, Rupert. Yeah. Together, Rupert.
So I'm going to guess her face is right in the camera wearing the Rupert Murdoch mask.
Yeah.
Together, we'll wipe out police media corruption. Yeah, Rupert. Yeah! I'm back!
Hey, state the obvious, but that's a sick mother...
It's okay to state the obvious on occasion. That was well said.
Did it say... Okay, he's got his own YouTube channel. Did it say anything in text of, here's what I hope to accomplish? Because, really, but when a chick wearing a Rupert Murdoch mask, it's funny to say, especially if Randy Quaid's doing it.
Yeah.
But
when you actually see it, it's...
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
No.
He was totally, everything you could see, he was totally clothed.
Yeah.
He just assumed he didn't have no drawers on.
Well, when he stands up, you can see...
Because if I look at the video, I don't want to see...
You have to look. But when he does stand up, you see a little milky white thigh on him.
Okay.
But that's it.
But nothing's truly exposed.
No, nothing at all. It's, yeah.
So when you were looking at the video, was there anything in the comment section or did you know, he said, okay, I posted this because.
I never saw it on his actual YouTube channel. YouTube pulled it pretty damn quick for, I guess, a violation of their harassment policy.
Is it really harassing?
I guess it's harassing Rupert Murdoch.
It's harassing.
Really, if it's harassing anybody, it's harassing Randy Quaid. Did I get the right person?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I know the two brothers look totally different, but I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just harassing himself. That's not going to get him back into Hollywood. It's not going to erase any pending criminal charges. Again, I'm just curious. What is it? Oh, I'm getting back.
I think he feels...
I'm going to butt my wife with a dog in the room. And you know, that ain't the first time that they probably really with a dog in the room because he's used to barking at him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my style.
Yeah, at this point, it just seems that Randy is just wanting... He feels like he's probably already done in Hollywood. He's already screwed so much. Now he just wants to convince people or tell them what happened.
I think if he, again, I am just guessing, if he was able to go back and handle whatever legal problems he has, then Hollywood would forget and he would get another job. It may take a while, but look at all the anti-Semitic rants that Mel Gibson had.
Right.
And his fits and all the messages, voicemails he left for Ichabod or whatever the chick's name was.
Oksana?
Oksana? We'll go with that. I like Ichabod. And, you know, vile, nasty messages.
I deserve to be blown.
Hollywood could get past stuff. Pee Wee Herman got past it. Took about 15 years, though.
Yeah.
Just think if something like that happened now. Yeah, what happened with Pee Wee Herman?
Actually, something similar did.
To who?
Oh, Fred Willard.
Didn't that, he had child pornography or something?
No, I think it was an adult theater situation. And I think he was arrested and charged maybe a B misdemeanor type of deal, but no,
he's still working.
Yeah,
I think he does the voiceover spots for some hotel chain.
Yes,
is that him?
Yeah, I don't think he lost that gig at all. As far as I know, he was in a recent episode of Modern Family, so he didn't lose that gig. Yeah, as far as I can tell, it didn't really.
It's
hurt
just
him.
Odd how you know over a course of, the Pee Wee Herman thing was around 90.
Yeah, so 15, 20 years or whatever it was. It's I don't know if it was partly because Pee Wee was a kid's show and that had something to do with it, or if in that span our attitudes on sex have adjusted that much.
And then you had in the late 80s, the whole stink with the Rob Lowe sex tape that was leaked.
Oh, God. See, I even forgot about that.
See? It's
now it's a standard way. Now a sex tape is a springboard into stardom.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if that's the way Kim Kardashian got into the spotlight.
That's
sex tape.
That was the main part. That was what made her a, I would say, an E-list celebrity and propelled her to be, I'd say, to C status. And then based on that momentum, she propelled that into A-list status. Which is,
I just wonder if during this whole time, all these things are going on, people keeping their jobs, and I can't think of Pee Wee's real name.
Paul Rubens.
He's going, all right, what the f***? Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't touch anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. I'm playing with myself in a theater. Nobody actually proved that I did it.
Right.
And I can't get no job. You got this whore put out a sex tape. All of a sudden, she's got a reality show.
Mm-hmm. And if
not like I was beaten off in that big chair in my playhouse while the clock watched. Did I get most of those?
Yeah. And screaming out, Mekaleki hi, Mekahani ho.
And then all of a sudden, I start getting a BJ from that floating head in that box.
Yeah, that would have changed everything. Also, the show would have made a lot more sense.
All I know, I'm Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that Randy Quaid tape.
Mm-hmm.
That man's crazy.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Only one real incident out there worth talking about right now, and this time it is in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W, just before Spur 280. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. And, of course, that earlier accident in Dallas, south on I-35 at Commerce, has been cleared out. Traffic is fine going through there right now. If you see an accident, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
How about some...
How about you suck my and play bucko?
Oh, we forgot weather.
Mm-hmm.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoon.
Okay, screw that guy.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTXA 21. Tonight, cloudy and 34 for a low. Tomorrow, some morning clouds. It should be partly cloudy by the afternoon as we hit a high near 50. Right now, 56 degrees at 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Few bumpers I'll let run. I don't know how many beats per minute this is, but I don't even think Led Zeppelin could play this song that fast, and it's their song. Like, I think they're playing it so fast, they're leaving notes out.
Eddie's not.
You don't think? What's the very beginning?
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Not to criticize Eddie, but I know there's a pull down note in there.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think that's Sammy's playing that part. I believe.
But yeah,
you're right. It does kind of sound like it's missing that pull down, or maybe a note or two.
Well, I can say that now that I've mastered the guitar and moved on to the piano.
You the man.
At least I tried to learn something. The whole idea of the RMS band coming up was just going to be a gimmick. We were going to learn one, two songs, play after, I think, Jackal at one of the white trash parties.
And we did, man. We did.
And the whole idea is everybody on the show was going to learn an instrument. Chloe already knew how to play the guitar, so he was in. I picked the guitar because I took lessons when I was 10, as if.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, our producer at the time, Rob Riddle-Moser, picked up the drums.
That is actually...
And got it down.
That is pretty indicative of him in a capsule. It's like, he had never played the drums before. And what did he do? He picked one of the hardest instruments to learn in a short period of time.
Even Trey learned how to play the cello.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a cello section.
Yep.
I think Chloe taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of indicative of the work ethic of everybody on the show. What did J.D. Ryan pick?
The tambourine?
Yes. And sometimes forgot to bring that to band practice. Everybody else?
Well, he had it pretty well down.
But it just highlights. I don't think I need to say anything else.
All right. Well, now that that's out there.
Well, it had to be said by somebody. All right. Line one, Alfie?
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Ron?
Good.
Hey, I was driving north on Stebbins over here up in Louisville. Saw a Mighty 1190 advertisement for you guys. First one I've ever seen.
Is it a regular billboard or one of the electronic ones?
Yeah, the electronic ones.
What did it say on it?
It just said 1190 a.m., Russ Martin mornings, 7 to 11.
Hmm. Didn't have Rodney Anderson on it?
It did not.
Good. Next time you pass it. Oh, never mind. I saw it. All right. Thanks for calling. I saw one driving home last night.
You did?
Yeah. It's a North Dallas. Let's see. I was going north. And it was on this. I think it was on the southbound. Yeah, it was on the southbound side of the tollway.
Okay. Was it the one of you and Rodney? Or?
Yeah. I'm on the left. Rodney's on the right. And... the logo's not really big enough. Like, anybody's going to recognize us from a billboard.
Well, maybe someone driving by, you know, they catch a glimpse of two handsome men. Like, ooh, is this Magic Mike 2?
I wonder if they're lovers. I wonder if the microphone in the middle is the Lucky Pierre. but it was so fast, I didn't get really a chance to look at it. I couldn't see what it... I could tell it was me because I know what I look like.
Yeah, that probably stood out. Which photo of you did they use?
I don't know. One with, it's like from the waist up with my arms crossed.
Okay.
From a distance, I look handsome. Well, somebody better say something right now.
You look, I handsome all the time. Man, I just couldn't quite spit that out how I should have. Maybe I should have rehearsed.
I don't
you
know.
You are handsome all the time. See?
Let it go.
All right. I'm right there.
And I think those are clear channel boards.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And they probably made Rodney pay to promote one of their own stations, which is genius.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodney was all excited about it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, iHeart Outdoor, Clear Channel Outdoor, whatever they call themselves.
The Outdoor is still called Clear Channel.
Yeah, well, that's a separate company, even though it's under the same iHeart umbrella.
But he's promoting their station, our station.
Yeah, but
I'm surprised they didn't try and wig some money out of me. Hey, you know, you're on half the board. How about if you cough up, you know, 50%? No.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the show for free.
It's kind of like even whether it was Clear Channel or I think CBS.
Plus, I didn't give them permission to use my image on that billboard.
I think, isn't it in your contract they can use your image?
Nope.
Then sounds like they may have a problem.
Yeah, I had anything taken out that might help me with the career. I had that taken out of the contract.
Smart.
Mm. We can promote your voice and your image. No, I don't care for that. I like to keep it to myself. Don't you want outdoor advertising? No.
What
we have outdoor advertising called radio. Be outside, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the radio, you're done. But Rodney was just ecstatic. Hey, the boards are going up today or a couple of weeks ago. Have you seen one yet? No, and I don't plan on looking for one.
Well, I mean,
I don't care how many boards are up. I'm not listening to 1190.
Yeah, you've expressed even in the past you don't listen to the station. So why all of a sudden did you pick up 1190?
I listen most days while I'm here.
Because they pipe it. Yeah,
they pipe it in my headphones.
Right. I'm just.
What are we talking about? How we get off on this? Okay, I don't really care. What other audio did you have?
I've also got Cut 6. This is interesting. There was a Boy Scout troop in San Diego, and they were going through one of their nature hikes through a state park. This is on January 24th.
Hang on a second. I got to bring this up just because I'm looking at your flash, and I see you still have the clip on there from Emery King.
Yes.
About the Droid versus the iPhone.
Yep.
Did anybody else get the email from the listener? Hey, don't listen to all that rhetoric from that guy about the Androids being better than the iPhone.
No.
Nobody else got it?
No.
If I kept it, I'll print it out for you. He listed. I didn't even bother reading it.
Because
you just, here are all the facts. And there was probably a couple of paragraphs of the benefits of the iPhone over the Android.
Oh, God.
All I had to do was read the first part of, you know, don't listen to that guy and the audio that you played. I sent back parody, a joke. It wasn't real. Do we understand? I haven't heard back. Sorry, I just wanted to bring that up before I forgot. Like, how could you? What would make you think anything about that is real? Did you buy an iPhone and all of a sudden start sucking dicks? Like Emery said?
Right. Yeah, because if
you want to come out of the closet, buy an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you actually paid attention to what he said, it should have been obvious.
Oh. Okay, we'll have to play
part
of Emery now. As his own YouTube channel. I'm surprised we haven't heard from him since so far we've played three of his clips. His Camaro?
Yeah, the Camaro.
Camaro, the
Colorado.
Yeah, and now the iPhone Droid thing.
Today I want to talk to you about Android versus iPhone. I know what you're wondering. Emery, which one do you use? I use an Android. I have an IQ over 4. You ask an iPhone user what their IQ is? Well, they'll just say purple.
And that's really all you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sets the tone. At that point, you should know not to take anything seriously.
Well, that part possibly is like, you know, if you buy an iPhone, you're stupid and you think your IQ is purple.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets to the part of, you know, an iPhone, you can take panoramic pictures of me and your mother.
The iPhone comes with a sleek, slim design, much slimmer than an Android. That way you can fit into your skinny jeans or your ass. I will admit, Apple has an amazing 24-hour support team. In case you have any questions about updates, firmware, or if you need to know how to put on a condom with your mouth, my neighbor bought an iPhone for his kids for Christmas. The very next day, the cops kicked his door in. Turns out, he wasn't allowed around kids.
Oh, man. Those two right there, back to back, probably my favorite.
Okay. So, am I going to Cut 6?
Yes.
It's, did you say Boy Scouts?
Yeah, there was a Boy Scout troop. They were on a hike, a nature hike, and they were going through a state park. This is in San Diego. And part of the trail popped out onto a beach. Turned out it was a nudist beach.
Yeah.
So.
How horrific.
I know. Very, very horrific.
It is horrific. I've been to nudist camp. It's horrific.
Okay, yes. But these kids.
There are no good-looking people that go to nude beach. Maybe. If you travel abroad, maybe in Europe, or if you go to Cozumel, Cancun.
Yeah, you catch the occasional topless chick,
Where some of them are hot. You go to a nudist beach or a nudist camp in Texas, that's just like walking around Walmart with x-ray vision.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Because that's.
Think of Walmart, no slam on Walmart. Or you have an x-ray vision at NASCAR.
Think of that next time you're sitting in the stands at TMS.
Yeah. Oof. Oh.
That's what it's like to be in a nudist camp. So we did a story when we were doing Hot Tickets / Hot TV. And I forget, Ponderosa Nudist Camp out in East Texas. Drove out there. We really had no idea what we were going to see. I thought, maybe there'll be one or two hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one. In fact, it was a chick I went to high school with. Yeah. Those these look as good as I thought they did. They just sat there naked and talked to us. And then the big fat guy came up. I had to weigh, I don't know, he's probably about 5'7". Easily 260, 275.
Nice. Older guy, you said?
Older guy.
So he's got that meat belly.
Big distended gut. obviously has never heard of Schick or any type of razor product. Mm. So hairs everywhere. Like, dude, at least shave your shoulders. I don't know why. Yeah. And he's probably, you know, a couple of feet away from JD. What do you guys shoot? Because we had to get permission releases. We had to get releases for anybody that was on camera. Anybody else, we either blurred them or we just stayed away from them.
Right.
Children, we didn't shoot at all.
Yeah.
What are you guys shooting for? We're doing a story on nudist camps. Oh, you need to sign me to sign a release? No, probably not really.
I'm ready.
You got a business card? Where are you going to put it?
I got
a fold right here under my nipple.
I was going to say, he probably keeps a fanny pack under his...
He wore nothing.
Under one of his folds.
And I've told this before. Then this old guy walks by. He's probably got to be the 199. And you just look at that and go, I don't want to age. I don't want to get that old. At a certain point where things rust, that's about the time to call it quits.
Should be.
And he had rust stains running down the inside of his leg. And it's like a car accident. You go, don't look. I looked. It looked like two white California raisins. It's like, dude, I hate to be the bearer, but you do know you're old and you're walking around in the sun. You're making this worse on yourself and everybody around you. Well, but, you know, at least I ain't got to clean the rust stains out of my pants. And then they have this hot tub. Hey, you want to join us in the hot tub?
Oh, my
mother
God.
No!
Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah, let's sit here in our nice naked soup.
Because unless that hot tub is running at 212, I'm not getting in it.
Emery King's on line one.
How do you know?
Alfie told me.
Oh. Hey, Emery.
What's up, fellas?
What are you doing, boss?
I'm just sitting here getting on my kids. They're watching Ford videos on their iPhones. Hey, I'm on the phone with Russ Martin. Hold it down. Shit, they don't know nothing, man.
All right. How'd you know we were playing your audio?
But y'all, man, I got a huge fan base in Texas. And as soon as y'all do anything or mention me, they, you know, fans email me and stuff. And, yeah, they jumped right on and told me that y'all talked about it yesterday. And I subscribe. And now I do it every month, the $10 monthly thing. So y'all are just getting all kinds of money out of me every time you talk about me. I got to hear it. So,
well, I tell you what, if you don't want to do that, even though that $10 goes to the foundation we have for Fallen Police and Fire.
Oh, no, I wanted to. No.
I want you to feel like a dick. we can always send you the audio if you want it, but we always make sure that we give you credit because you wrote it. If it's just one of those stupid random videos of some cat that's figured out how to suck its own, I'm not giving them credit, but you write this stuff and, we enjoy it. So you should get credit for it.
I appreciate it, man. And I got to say RJ Johnson of Seattle, my writing buddy, helped me write that. So the funnier jokes were mine and the stupider ones were his. How about that?
So far, I think, you know, it's like, you know, with sequels. Okay, this one wasn't really as good as this one. So far, all of them have been equally as funny. You did the
really?
What was it? Not the Camaro.
Yeah, you had Camaro, Silverado, Colorado.
Yeah. And
see, I didn't like the Camaro one, but did y'all ever see the first Chevy, the Silverado one? Not the Colorado, the Silverado.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, it's got like 10 million hits in like 7 months. That seems to be everybody's favorite.
And you make money off this?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how does that work with YouTube? You get, how many hits do you have to get before you get like a dollar?
It's typically somewhere around, you get paid a CPM for every 1,000 hits, and it's, yeah, somewhere around $4 to $9, you know, and it helps if you sign with a network, which I am, so that helps.
So you're bitching about the $10 you paid for my website?
No, I'm going to continue to pay. I know it's going to a good cause, man. I know it is. So no, it's not a big deal.
I'm going to pay $10 to your audio that I already cut. A lousy sucker.
Honestly, how many of you guys got iPhones?
All of us.
Ah, same. Same, Russ. I'm unsubscribing, buddy.
Hey, yeah, you can do whatever. You caught us right in the middle of a circle jerk.
Oh,
and I'm the lucky Pierre, so I'm really pissed off. We played the audio yesterday of the Droid versus the iPhone, and I got an email today from a listener. I didn't even have to read all of it. In fact, if I get your email address, I'll forward it to you. He goes, man, you don't listen to that rhetoric from people who like droids. And then he went on to explain in a couple of paragraphs that I did not read. That told me the benefits of the iPhone over the Android. I just sent back, off. It's a joke. It's a parody. It's not real. Is that clear for you?
I have Ford owners approach me in public and they're like, hey, I drive a Ford, but you're hilarious. Some people get it. And then some people are just, seriously butthurt. It's all comedy, man. I just want people to laugh. It's,
well, we at one point we played, it was like, one of your disclaimers of, I'm paraphrasing. You just said, hey, it's a joke. Shut up.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, what have I got? I got three Fords. I've got the 1966 Batmobile?
Yeah, I looked that up. Yeah. You've got that. Like one of three or something, man.
No. That's a replica. There's probably about 50, 60 worldwide. You didn't.
Okay. Well, I knew there wasn't that many.
You didn't Google me, did you?
I looked at your wiki, but hey.
Wow.
Hey. Everybody.
I've been there, buddy. I've been there.
Everybody gets arrested now and then.
Yeah, buddy.
I was going to say, I don't think Emery should be throwing any stones. I've seen that teardrop tattoo next to his eye.
It's a clover, but I've done my fair share of time, man. I lived on the streets since I was 11. I went to prison for several years, and I turned around, made a positive, and now I'm living the dream.
Well, my charges have dropped.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, be happy. He's probably one of the few that read to the end of the story.
Yeah, probably.
I read it all.
Probably so. But yeah, I've got that.
There's always two or three sides to the story. You know how it goes.
Most of the time. Where do you? I forget. You told me before. Where do you live?
Frankfort, Kentucky. Now.
Okay. And do you hit the comedy clubs out there? Do you over tour? Because I even brought this up yesterday. I said if Emery ever comes through North Texas, we need him on the show.
Well, I'm supposed to come down there and film a commercial for a tattoo joint in Texas. And I know it don't narrow it down much, but I don't do stand-up, man, but I am hitting the stage February 27th at a local show in Louisville of a kind of a big band up there, the Vilbillies. So I'm doing that's my first time on stage, first time on a microphone. And you know what really made me do it? When y'all said at the end of my Camaro parody that you aired, you said, that is one comedian you do not want to heckle. And that's what I didn't want to put up with, was hecklers. But it gave me this confidence, like, you know what? I'll make somebody leave her crying. You know, really. So it gave me the confidence, you know. So I really appreciate you saying that, man. I posted about it on my social networks, too.
Yeah, even, me, there are very, very, very few things I'm good at. But I'm a pretty good asshole.
But
you're one of the few that it's like, yeah, I don't want to heckle him because he's going to pull something out of his ass and I never would have thought about. Hey, what kind of phone you got? iPhone? Yeah. Sorry, I had to dump on that one. Anyway, do you have your own website? I forget.
Yeah, I do. It's emerykingshow.com. But I really just direct people towards the YouTube, man. I'm trying to just keep everything YouTube-based for my network, so okay. I'm probably going to take my site down eventually, but it's
full. Hey, just because I cuss doesn't mean you can.
Awesome. I forgot. Yeah, it's your show.
All right. Well, thank you, boss. I appreciate the phone call.
Hey, I appreciate you. If I ever come down to Dallas-Fort Worth, I'll look you up.
That's all right. Hold on. What do you want to ask him, Dan?
Emery, real quick, do you have a video that you're working on that we can expect soon?
Guys, why don't you decide for me? It's in between doing a Tahoe video or a Duramax video.
You know, I had an idea for one. It's something I've thrown back and forth. You may use it if you want. If you want to go like between the Chevy and the Dodge Ram. It's like Dodge Ram. Which the is it, Dodge or Ram?
Yeah, I heard that. You said you go both ways, or you're a transgender or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, does your truck have a and a on it? So feel free to steal that one. My guess.
Well, yeah, as soon as I heard you say that, which one is it? I was like, I kind of wish I wrote that. I think. Like,
well, now you have your premise. Run with it.
I'd be honored to see it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, boss, for the call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Emery, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll have Alfie give you the hotline so you don't have to go through the request line.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hold on a second. Okay. It's our new friend from Kentucky.
Yes, from Kentucky. Known worldwide. One of we're friends with a YouTube celebrity.
Well, he's probably making more money off YouTube than you guys.
Yes.
Just in salary.
Yes. That I do not doubt. Because YouTube celebrities.
Want to go overboard.
No, I understand. Yeah. No, but YouTube celebrities, they can make a killing. They're making millions of dollars. I don't know how much he is, but there are some that will make millions of dollars over a year. And some of them are just opening up boxes of kids' toys.
And you never know what the formula is. You know, at least with Emery, he spells his name with an A, though, right?
Yes. A-M-I-R-I.
You know, he's writing stuff. It's entertaining. It's stuff that, especially if you've got, you know, a buddy of yours. Hey, here's a guy that just reviewed Fords since you just bought a new one. You're going to feel really good about this.
Maybe we should hook Emery up with Jerry Reynolds. They're, I mean, they're obviously, you know, Jerry's a car guy. Emery's a car guy.
Emery is just playing an asshole.
Still.
Jerry Reynolds has to be an asshole because he has to work with Kevin McCarthy. The first day I heard him say, "Shut up, Kevin," on his own, that's when I almost popped the curb.
I wish I was there for that.
But I like Emery. He sounds like one of those guys that you could go hang out with, and he wouldn't be one of those constant yappers of, "Hey, I got to be funny the entire time."
Right.
His talk, it's almost like hanging out with yourself. I haven't seen a picture. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the video. He's not a bad-looking guy. Maybe we get him into town. Switch him over to iPhones.
Yeah.
Come on over to the dark side, Emery. Mm. You ain't had it till you got sex from a good feller.
By the way, you got $20.
What's he need the 20 for?
Put it in the middle of the room.
Yeah, you can't play with us unless you got $20. And no fair fluffing before we turn the lights off. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, that's wrong, Ben. It's going to have a helicopter noise. I screw it. 441, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy's KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Cool River Cafe. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Wycliffe. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is back from Woodall Riders, about a 15-minute delay through that. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 just before Preston, got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Hillcrest. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280, that right shoulder there is blocked due to that earlier car fire. It's now out, though. Traffic still jacked up. Back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTX 821. Cloudy tonight, 34 for the low. Tomorrow morning, clouds, and that should clear up by the afternoon as we hit a high close to 50. Right now, 57, the 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Yeah, I forget his name. Steve. I think it's Steve. But it's, we've got a steel guitarist coming up to audition on Friday.
Shut up. Really?
I told you, somebody had emailed.
I didn't think you were serious.
Said, you know, if you're doing white trash parties, even though we're about 8 months away from the next one, because you should have a steel guitarist. Okay. He said, you know, I've played for 30 years, currently playing with a band. I said, you know, we play for free, because it got it be an honor to.
That is pretty cool.
So,
yeah, you'd also, that reminds me, I mean to tell you for like 2 weeks, when you first brought up the notion of steel guitar, I think someone joked about having the island drums, whatever those things are called.
Oh, like steel drums?
Yeah, like the ones you see in the Caribbean movies. Someone emailed saying that they would be happy to pick those back up for the band.
Pick them back up?
Yeah, they used to play them. Haven't played them in a couple of years, but just because.
You made it sound like we used to have the steel drums.
No, no, no. I mean, there's someone that does, in fact, play them that listens and would be
happy.
What
do I care? That's great. How hard can it be to play? I mean, you have to have what?
I'm trying to, play the steel drum. Oh, just, no.
It's not like a couple of bongos?
No, it's like it's a hollowed out, like, big pan. And the
it sounds difficult so far.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what it is, all the notes on the inside are all different, and they're not in order, in any kind of order.
We have played Jingle Bells on our heads with frying pans in this, not in this studio, but on the air before.
It's true.
After we figured out which key each frying pan was.
It was like redneck bells.
So I think we could probably pick up the steel drum.
If we can get one up here, I'd like to see you try.
Really?
Just a challenge. I'm just saying.
Damn,
they're not as easy as they look.
Gauntlet throwing.
Pull up. See if in the Clear Channel library, if Kokomo is in there. I think they have that. I think it's in the song.
Yeah.
Okay. And then our YouTube buddy, almost 10 million hits or whatever, Emery King. Man, every time you play something of mine, see, I got a big fan base in Texas. No, Emery. We have a big fan base in Texas. All you need are one or two friends here. No offense. You're still a good-looking man.
I'm not going to lie. That's one of my favorite things.
I bleeped the wrong word?
Yeah.
Why'd he bleep out butt, but he said the F word?
He got excited.
Sooner or later, you and me, Emery, I'm going to I did it again. We're going to have sex in a Ford.
There you go.
While we FaceTime each other on our iPhones.
Mm.
You find it?
Yep.
Okay.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take
I think it may have. It's, if you get into it. I think it's in the solo, and I'm not playing this through the solo.
I think we're going to have to. We feel committed.
I feel no commitment to anybody.
I used to have this.
Yeah!
Isn't that what that is? Aren't those steel drums?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're accents.
I hear them now.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That was right. Why is everybody laughing? Because we're all singing?
Yeah.
And it's going to show up.
Oh, on iHeart.
We'll take it slow. Yes.
I wish we could sing that high. I'd add this to the band set list.
Alfie can do falsetto.
I got you.
Okay. Now load the heaviest metal song you got. You can find it in the library. Just so the two will show up on iHeart as far as the playlist goes.
Man, that kind of makes me sad.
What?
Because I actually kind of know the words to Kokomo.
I like Kokomo. It's one of the Beach Boy, one of their last big hits.
I had it on a cassette single from the Cocktail soundtrack.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you told me, there's nothing wrong with having eclectic tastes.
No, we've got it. I'm just worried that whatever the hardest song Chloe finds, I'm not going to know any of the words, and I'm going to seem like a real big puss.
I don't care. I just want it to show up on iHeart, on our the online playlist.
Gotcha.
And how long do I have to let this go, Alfie?
Maybe a minute or so.
It's that long?
Yeah.
South of Heaven by Slayer. And there you go. Load up some Buck Owens while you're at it. Because sooner or later, this is going to get back to the CEO of iHeart, Bob Pittman.
Yep.
He goes, okay, they're number one in the afternoons in Dallas. I guess this is the playlist all the stations are going with. Got to play the Beach Boys, Slayer, and then Buck Owens.
They're going to put me in the movies.
Damn, this has got to be one of the twangiest songs. I think I could play this for just 15 seconds and we get credit for it.
Probably.
And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star.
That's enough. Even that one makes me want to my intestines.
All right. So far, I've seen Kokomo come across, South of Heaven by Slayer, and I'm just waiting to see the
Buck.
Yeah.
I can load up some other crap, and I'll just play off here since it still shows up on iHeart and the displays in cars.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could get some David Allan Coe into our on the server.
Ooh, man.
Especially the I'd like to the out of you.
Okay, that's cool.
Just to show up on their car display.
Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
It's a message from Russ. Okay. We got a couple minutes. Do we start news yet?
We have not.
Okay. All right, 450. Dan O'Malley is what?
I just saw this girl. Now playing on 97.1 The Eagle. Act Naturally by Buck Owens.
There's a follow-up coming.
Mm-hmm.
Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Birthdays today. Boxer and sometimes crossdresser Oscar De La Hoya turns 42. Actor Rob Corddry is 44. From Burnt Notice, Gabrielle Anwar is 45.
Love her.
I know you do. Porn star Jacqueline Lorians turns 53. She's been in 137 films, including This Studs for You, Ball Street, and Susie Cream Cheese. Also, 67 today is Alice Cooper and horror legend George A. Romero. He turns 75 today.
Hold on a second. Alfie, I don't understand what you got on line three.
He's calling about the steel drum.
Oh. Does he play it?
Yes, he does.
Does he want to play for us?
That, I don't know.
Well, find out and don't ever let a steel drum guy get to me again.
You got it.
How dare you? Are you still looking at the iHeart?
Yeah, I'm still showing Buck, just waiting for it to switch over.
Oh. Hmm. Is that next one playing, Chloe? Fire it off yourself. Good, Dan.
What Goes On When the Sun Goes Down by Ronnie, I'm going to assume, Millsap?
Yeah. One of your favorites is coming up. Go ahead and read news.
A red light camera phone scammer has obtained money from numerous Flower Mound residents. Flower Mound police said it has 19 documented cases of the man calling residents and posing as a police officer. He's gotten $4,300 from victims to date. Hang on. It's going to get better for you.
How do you fall for that?
You got outstanding warrants.
I do.
You gonna pay us?
Well, yeah. I don't want to get arrested.
First of all, Slick, cops don't call you. They either notice you on the freeway or they come get you.
Yeah.
You don't get the courtesy phone call.
The man identifies himself as Lieutenant Reed with Flower Mound Police and tells the resident they have an overdue ticket from a red light camera. He tells the victims they should load money onto a reloaded brand debit card to pay the fine.
We also take Bitcoin and S&H green stamps.
The suspect then takes the money and disappears. Flower Mound officials say they will never call residents to solicit money via phone, and the town doesn't even have red light cameras. The suspect could face a third-degree felony charge for impersonating a police officer. I saw.
Why not get a callback number? All right, before I send you any money, let me call an attorney or give me a callback. Give me the main number and your extension before you hand anybody anything.
I was in the kitchen last night doing dishes when I heard this story come on Channel 4 in the news. And as soon as they said the man told them to put it on a loaded debit card to give to him from the kitchen, I'm like, really? I couldn't believe people fell for it.
Well, they sound so real when they call. They go, hey, it's the law. They go, well, who are you? I'm an inspector.
Oh.
Which one? You know. Don't make me say it.
One or two.
I know. I know two famous inspectors.
I tell you what, why don't you guess which one?
And I'm now up to three. I'm going to go, Inspector Gadget.
That's correct.
Man, I hope Emery's not still listening. I liked him until they got to that stupid Inspector Gadget bit. Should have gone with Inspector Todd.
Damn it, that's four.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah. Was it Inspector Callahan? Gadget? Is it Clouseau?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about Inspector Todd. Man, that sounds so much better.
He's my favorite.
He really is the best. F you. That man knows how to talk.
Hello, Captain Todd. Where the f*** you been, Foley?
Isn't that close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how AFI, the Film Institute, they rank like the greatest films of all time? They need to rank the greatest actors to use F-bombs. He's got, like, it's going to be between him and Sam L. Jackson.
I think Jackson's got him beat.
Well, he does just on your body of work.
Yeah.
He's more examples, but man.
But Inspector Todd can sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Axel, I'm tired of your shit.
I now wish they would have a Samuel L. Jackson and the guy who played Inspector Todd in a buddy cop movie to see who could out F bomb the other. Mm-hmm.
You gonna shoot him? You shoot him! I shot the last one.
And you can forget trying to keep up on how many times they use the N word.
Yeah. I think, yeah, at a certain point.
Man, I can't watch this movie no more. This watch like watching Palooza.
It'd be so many that even Quentin Tarantino feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're making me really nervous with all this. I felt bad when I said the thing about the storage sign. Mm-hmm. You'll check iHeart really quick before we break, see everything we played.
Let's see. Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell. Mm-hmm. That was after Act Naturally by Buck Owens.
You didn't see the Luke Bryan song?
What? No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I just hit refresh.
Oh. Flo, load up a real break so we can break.
Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Blues by the
Charlie Daniels Band.
There you go.
Alfie, aren't you talking about trying to get Charlie Daniels in?
Yes, we are. He is playing Billy Bob's here soon.
Seriously?
Yep.
What?
On the Eagle.
Yeah, they're down with it.
I bet they are. Because I'm sure they are because you probably told them that we're a country station now.
What'd you tell them?
They know.
How'd you sell something like that?
They know and they listen to us.
Where did you call?
I called Billy Bob's.
Oh. Did you talk to Pam Minnick?
No, I talked to Chris Spinks.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He's our new, I guess, director of marketing.
Is he the one that stands out front on all fours?
My God, man, really?
Well, I had to say it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know you were thinking it.
I was.
He's a Sphinx. I had to leave a message with his assistant, the gargoyle. She was on the roof. I get an email from Emery wants his $10 back. Okay. Well loaded up. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
505. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alvin Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Suddenly. Hold on, going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, north on I-35. Right at Wycliffe, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up. Back to Woodall Rogers. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Kingsley, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back Greenville Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just before Preston, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back Hillcrest. In Fort Worth now, northbound 35W, just before Spur 280, got the right shoulder there blocked through that earlier car fire. Traffic there is jacked up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound I-20 right at Campus Drive, got an accident involving a pedestrian that has the exit blocked. Traffic is kind of jacked up in that area. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all this week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th, plus a $50 mystery food gift card. I'm Al McCoy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Cloudy tonight, 34 for the low. Tomorrow morning clouds, a high near 50. Right now, 57 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what did I miss? I can see Chloe on the other side of the console laughing at something.
It was a quick conversation. Someone on Facebook said another steel drum song that you could play in addition to Kokomo would be Jump in the Line, Shake Sonora.
I don't know it.
The song from Beetlejuice when they're all dancing around the dinner table.
Oh, the shake, Sonora.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Time.
Yeah. Well, that was another steel drum.
Why was Chloe laughing at that?
Well, I was curious because who was it that did that version in Beetlejuice?
I don't know. Harry Belafonte.
I think that's right because I looked it up because I didn't know who sang the song. And it turns out, in addition to Harry Belafonte.
No. Luke Bryan?
God is not that good.
Okay.
But Pitbull apparently has a version featuring T-Pain and Sean Paul. And that's when I turned to Clove and I said, did you know Pitbull had a version of that? He's like, no. I said, is it bad that I kind of want to hear it?
I don't know who Pitbull is.
Pitbull. The guy from like the Bud Light Dr. Pepper commercials.
No.
We played him for a while. He's just, you know, he's a little bald Latin man, hip hop guy.
I'm still out.
I don't think he would know anything.
I guess. Yeah, anyway.
Does he have a band?
Yeah, he's Pitbull.
I just asked who Pitbull was. You guys said the guy from the TV spots.
Well, I mean, he's an artist, yes. He's a hip-hop guy. And Latin music.
Is it in the Clear Channel library?
He will have some stuff in there, without a doubt. I don't know if his Shake Sonora is, though.
And you want to hear that why?
I'm just curious, because he's got some catchy stuff. He's a hip-hop guy, but I just want to hear his version of Shake Sonora. Jump on the line!
What?
Is that close?
Yeah, it's like that. You had it nailed one time. You go, Mr. 305?
No, I don't know about that. Like Dr. Pepper.
I could see maybe if you want to hear the Shake Sonora, maybe if Gwar did it.
I bet they have, actually.
Shake, come on. Something like that.
Yeah.
We don't have it?
No.
All right. Stuff breakdown.
All right. I'll just listen to it on YouTube later.
You want to shoot the coconut yet?
Maybe we should wait till after 5:30 when the offices have finished clearing.
Yeah, that's when that happens.
I know they already started to clear.
Especially on our floor since all the management, they're on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the third floor. You know, the people don't even... 5 o'clock. They don't know. What time did you leave today? I don't know.
Technically, I'm still there.
Sun was still up.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in early. I got there at 8:59. Yeah. Okay. I will bet you cash, and I got some in my wallet, that 90% of the people are gone on our floor.
I would not take that bet because I know you're right.
Okay. And if it's a holiday weekend, which it's not, but sometimes it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's Thursday and tomorrow is Friday and then Saturday we have the day off, so we should take off early on Thursday. Well, is there a holiday in there? No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't see you come in, Dr. Thornton.
Yeah, hey.
Oh. What's up?
How are you?
We had Emery King on earlier today.
I'm out. Who's that?
Yeah. If I have to explain to you who Vince Neil is, we're not going to make it with Emery King. All right, 5:11, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Drivers in North Texas will soon see, well, in Texas in general, but mostly us here that will notice, will soon see higher speed limits on certain highways. Some stretches will go up 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Oh, well, thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn.
In North Texas, the limit will go up from 60 to 70 miles per hour on Highway 75 between McKinney and the High 5 in Dallas.
Stop it. I can't stand it.
On I-30 between LBJ and Rockwall, the limit will go from 60 all the way up to 65.
Ah, boo.
In Tarrant County, the speed limit on I-20 will be increased to 70, which is silly because it already is. I mean, it's everyone already drives 70 on I-20.
Everybody already drives those speeds anyway.
For the most part, yeah.
So why the increase? They decided, you know, the engineers, whatever you call them, the domestic engineers, the guys that design roads and bridges.
Civil
engineers. And they designed all that for speeds a lot greater than 60, 70 miles an hour. I know because I test them every day. I can tell you which roads that you can drive well over 100 miles an hour and still be safe if nobody else is on the road.
Right.
So why the increase in the speeds?
You know, actually, they didn't. The story
is it because gas prices have dropped?
It doesn't make any mention of gas prices
or
anything.
That would be stupid.
Yes. No, it doesn't make any mention of gas prices. I think it's just because they're realizing that we can handle it.
They ain't paying attention to the other numbers. Let's try these.
You would think that at some point there would be some sort of shift. But over the years, the speed limits haven't, you know, steadily gone up. I remember going on road trips with my family as a little kid and seeing 55 or hearing Van Halen sing about 55, thinking like, whoo, man, well, that is burning some rubber.
What year was that, Chloe? Mid-80s?
Yep.
Now
it sounds so, it's still a good song, but it sounds so antiquated. You think he would at least change it, you know, make it 155 or.
Right.
105.
I mean, Dr. Thornton would know this. On the Autobahn, there are no speed limits, right?
Yeah. If you get in the left lane, yeah, you're on your own. Just do what you want.
But their driver's training is a little more extensive.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Every time I've been there, everyone really has their S together.
How fast were they going?
It's in kilometers, man. You got me. I mean, it's like a million kilometers.
I'm going 2,000 miles an hour.
Do you think part of the reason that in Europe they have their stuff more together is because they don't have as much wide open spaces that we do here?
In Germany, they got a lot of wide open space.
I would think that would be the reason that they would have the Autobahn is to have, you've got all those wide spaces. Like, man, unless we either increase the speed limit or just don't have one at all, nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah.
I've seen videos, and I think there was a song back in the 70s or 80s called the Autobahn.
I don't recall that one.
By Kraftwerk?
I guess. How'd it go? It
goes fun, fun, fun on the Autobahn.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I believe that's the next song I'm going to learn to sing.
All right.
Sounds like a high-energy show.
So there's no explanation in there why they've decided.
No. I mean, obviously, someone had to pass some sort of, I don't know if it's a city ordinance or some sort of state law, but I mean, it's a statewide thing that different highways are going to go up. But as far as the reason, I don't know.
And what'd you say in Fort Worth, anything?
Yeah, Tarrant County, the speed limit on I-20 will be increased to 70 miles per hour. But even then, that seems kind of low because there are stretches. I cannot think of any stretch of I-20 in Tarrant County that I go less than 70. Usually I'm in that 75 range.
That's cute.
I'm not bragging. It's the speed limit in some areas is 60. So when I'm going 75, it's like I'm realizing this is the level of ticket I'm comfortable with.
You speed to what you can afford.
Not to what I can afford, but what I'm okay spending.
Well, okay. Hang on. Channel 11's doing the story on this right now. Maybe they'll explain it to us.
70-mile-per-hour signs. Just to give you a couple of examples here, Central Expressway through most of Dallas and points north will go to 70 miles per hour. I-20 in southern Tarrant County will jump to 70 miles per hour, too. Same speed, 70 miles per hour on I-35W in North Fort Worth into Denton.
All right, so paying the tax, man. No fun, but you got to be fair.
Well, look at you. Aren't you a genius?
Traffic on 35 between North Fort Worth and Denton will still suck, even if it's at 70. Maybe that's part of the reason.
What?
Somehow trying to loosen up congestion a little bit.
Well, they've expanded a lot of areas with all the construction. So you got more lanes. There's to be something else other than just we feel generous. Okay, we'll give you another 5-10 miles an hour.
I think it has to do with traffic flow.
70.
I know, it's adorable. King of speed over
well,
there.
Well, I mean, if it's your first car, then all right. I drive. God, I hate to sound like one of those a-holes.
Go ahead.
I drive a little more offensively, but extremely defensively. I'm driving offensively if I don't want anybody in my lane. If Fair I see enough. Somebody that you can kind of tell, they don't have their turn signal on, but you can kind of tell by the car's, you read the car's body language.
Yeah.
I bet they went over in the left lane. I don't want them over here.
Yeah. So
I believe I
do?
Will pace them.
Oh, okay.
Then they'll try and speed up. No, I can drive faster. And defensively, I expect everyone around me to do the stupidest thing they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I drive, nonstop. I watch cars, close ridden with me before. I go through an intersection. I cover the brake with my foot, put my hand over the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, because you don't know who's paying attention to what.
That's true.
And intersections are the most dangerous places you're going to cross every day, that you're going to encounter every day, where something could happen.
And whenever we hit an exit ramp, same thing. Got your hand over the horn.
Oh, I do that now. Intersections, I'm with you, and then off ramp. When I'm coming off the highway, even though the sign is there that says yield to ramp, no one follows it.
Nobody follows it, and the few that do, they think it's just the first lane. The left lane closest to the ramp. No, it's all the lanes.
Mm-hmm. And I've had people, my favorite, though, is when I'll come off the ramp and I need to turn right, and I got to come across a couple lanes. And then some jackass who's already speeding like 10 miles over for that zone gets mad at me for cutting him off and turning.
Well, first of all, you can only cross so many lanes at a time. It's not like you can just immediately get off and go, it's 100 feet to the right turn I got to make.
Right. No, I understand that.
You can't just make a beeline. So I get some of that. But they are all supposed to, all lanes on a service road, everybody's supposed to yield. I don't care which lane you're in. But I'm surprised the troopers are here. Part of our building's in Dallas, part of it's Farmers Branch. Why they just don't set it that off ramp? Because failure to yield is a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You could forget about speed traps or anything else.
Yeah, they wouldn't need them.
You could write tickets. You have anything that you need.
Yeah.
You have every police officer could drive a town car and have an MRAP at home.
That's right. Yeah, they could actually have some of the first gold-plated cruisers.
Because most people, that's right, blinging down Farmers Branch on the way. Riding with my homies.
Mm-hmm. And they all right. They were Farmers Branch.
The only police cars in North Texas with front end with hydraulics. Well, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
We read that list a couple of weeks ago of the most tickets per capita of North Texas cities. And
South Lake.
South Lake was up.
South Lake was number one.
Yeah, South Lake was one, and Farmers Branch was in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the smaller towns. It's just some towns just kind of make their
maybe the speeding tickets are more. Maybe failure to yield isn't as much, but all it takes is a couple of cops, and you can just point and pull them over and just make them all wait in line while they wait and get their ticket.
And the problem is most people are going to complain saying they're going to say that they didn't know about it, they shouldn't get a ticket, or they're just going to say, oh, you're just trying to drum up business for the city. No one follows that.
We're enforcing the law, and failure to yield, that's one of the first things they teach you in driving school. Go, stop, yield. Really, those are the basics. If you don't have those down, well, only the left lane has to yield. Well, then I guess you'll be able to beat this ticket in court.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite, too. When you're yielding to someone and someone's behind you and they're honking.
Yep.
Oh, I just decided I'm going to slow on down a little more.
I believe it's time for me to peel my bag of potatoes. I need something that's going to be really arduous and take a long time to finish up. Mm-hmm. Right now is the time that I think I peel some spuds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they honk at me, if I'm following the, watching all the traffic signals, whatever, signs, and they honk at me because I'm yielding,
yep,
I'll just throw it in the park.
I'm with you. And that's the thing that I thought maybe one of the biggest pet peeves is when you get honked at, get the middle finger, someone's just throwing crazy monkey arms at you in the rearview mirror because you followed the law properly and they did not like it.
They don't like it because they don't know it.
Right.
I just wonder how many people, if you really just like at the mall, like they used to do at the bottom of the escalators, just go, hey, quick question. It's got nothing to do with you and your wife or buying habits or anything. How many lanes have to yield to an exit ramp? I'll bet you 90%. I'll even be fair. 85% say just the left lane.
That's probably pretty solid. What frightens me is how many people would say none. We just kind of figure out who fits where, kind of like a puzzle piece.
It's like a four-way stop. We make eye contact. No, we don't. When I get off, I don't even bother checking to see my rearview mirror because if you hit me, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got video after video. That's one of the reasons I got the dash cam. Is nobody yields when we get off? When I get off of the tollway at Alpha.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes I'll pace them. I'll see them coming. And you can tell, again, by the car body language.
Yep.
And I'll slow down a little bit just so we get exactly the right point. And they look over at you and they start honking. It's like, all right, you want me to go where? I do not have the hyperspace button in my car anymore.
Mm-mm.
I used that, and the last car blew up. Like an asteroid. And it's amazing that these are grown people that are entrusted to drive
deadly weapons,
a two-ton vehicle, and they have really no clue what all the true traffic laws are. We got on hold, Alfie.
Everyone's calling in with what the guy on line two is saying as to why they're raising the speed limits.
Oh. Okay. Yes, Jay.
Hey, yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, one reason that they raised the speed limit is because of the emission. In the 70s, when they started the speed limit to lower them, it's because the cars were much more pollutant than they are now. So with now more fuel-efficient cars, that's one reason the speed limit can go up. Plus,
okay, all right. So, okay, that makes sense. At least that, because I couldn't think of any other reason where they just went, you know what? Let's let them go a little faster. They're not paying attention to us anyway. This one makes sense. If they slowed the speed limits down because the cars weren't as green and now they're greener, then you can go back to driving faster.
Yeah, and, you know, being from Germany, even driving 75 is still creepy slow.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a good way to travel.
Did you ever drive on the Autobahn?
Oh, yeah, just like the freeway system. And they do have speed limits there. Like if you were to go into Plano, they would drop the speed limit just like they do in the U.S., but if you're between McKinney and Sherman, there would be no speed limit. But on the other side...
When you got into a city that was regulated, the speed limit would go from nothing down to what?
Everywhere in the city on regular streets, it's 35 miles an hour, and other than that, it would be like 55 or 60 regulated on like a 635 or so.
But once you got into an unregulated area on the Autobahn, it's...
All bets are off.
As fast as you can go.
As fast as you can go. And you better move over, too.
Yeah.
There's no passing on the right-hand lane.
Oh, my. It's so hard right now.
I think we just found your dream trip.
Yeah. Go to Germany?
Mm-hmm.
How long is the Autobahn?
It's throughout. Think of the U.S. system, which is actually based Eisenhower, when he came back from the war in Europe. He said, hey, let's go and build the system like they have in Europe. So it's just a regular freeway system. It's just called Autobahn. It's not a special freeway section. It's just a regular one.
How long have you been in this country?
About 20 years now. But I go back every year, and as soon as I get home, it's a foot down.
Yeah. It's like a freeing moment.
Oh, God.
I've got to burn all the carbon out of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
And how did you come across our show?
Well, I just listen to you all the time. I still, ever since you were in Stern and when I came over here, I just like your show in the morning. I've been following you for a long time.
I'm sorry, I don't know any German, or I'd say thank you.
Glockenspiel.
But hey, guten Tag.
Is that a comment?
Yeah, I mean, it's good day.
Oh.
We're signing some
Death
Leopard.
But no, the speed limit over here is really ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. I think it's just the way for it.
I'm not going Gluten, Glocken, Gluten to him.
Dr. Shane.
Yeah, Donka Shane.
Oh, no, bitter, bitter.
Hey.
That was you're welcome, you're welcome. But,
well, is that what he said?
Yeah.
I thought Donka Shane was thank you.
Thank you is Donka Shane, and you're welcome is bitter, bitter.
Oh, bitter all right. Shane. Bitter Shane?
Yeah.
All I knew was clock.
I enjoy the show. Guten Tag. it's a good talk.
Yeah.
Guten Tag.
Yes, this is what I said.
I said Guten Tag.
Why is you confused?
Are all of you that stupid?
I can't believe we've lost that war.
That damn clink.
Oh, God.
The Russian front. See it, Lee. What was his name, Alfie?
Jay.
Jay. Yeah, at least Jay's getting all these jokes.
Oh, yeah. Sure he's heard no Hogan's Heroes jokes before.
Did it make you mad when they gave treats to all the guard dogs? And they got into Clink's office by moving the stove. Somebody say something so I can drink this.
We need to take you to Germany.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
You'd like it, man.
You been Dr. Thornton?
Yeah, about 6 times.
What is the appeal?
Well, it's a beautiful place, and you can drive like, you know, a bat out of hell.
That we've changed that phrase to an outbound hellbat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just take it a phrase and reworking it. That's my job.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like that. The women are lovely. Yeah, the beer is really good. You're not a beer drinker much, I guess. But
it may sound odd, but yeah, for you, drive to fly to Europe and drive Germany.
So what is the Autobahn? Is it like the Beltline of Germany?
It's just an interstate system that goes throughout the country.
Well, I don't know if it just, you know, if somebody goes, hey, where do you live? I live off the Autobahn. Well, what's the exit? You know.
Exits are called farts, by the way. You'd like that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I wish I had something for that.
Yield to fart.
A car is coming. We must fart. And beware of the Slauson cutoff.
I know that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. It only takes one to get the joke.
That's right.
I think Alfie gets it. Need a break?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Guten Tag.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:36. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635. Right at Kingsley got an accident there blocking the 2 left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back in the high 5. About a 20 minute. Yeah. I got it. You're really good at that. Traffic there's what the heck? Sorry. Let's move on. Westbound 635 just before Preston Road got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 right at Beltline got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush.
Eagle weather brought to you by Goya. Tonight, cloudy and 34. Tomorrow, eventually, partly cloudy and a high of 49. Right now, 57 and 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Great God's What are you shaking your head at, Daniel?
Someone on Twitter sent me a photo of what they think should be your bumper sticker. It just says, if I passed you on the right, you're an idiot.
Nah, it's got to be something short, straightforward. Just something like, f*** off.
Yeah, but you'd almost, you need to tell people why. Otherwise, they'll think you're just...
Who cares if they know why? They're not... Their attention has nothing to do with the road. They're in the car. They're weaving back and forth. It's like I said, it's bad. Drunk driving is bad. But at least the drunk drivers are trying. The people that are texting, they're not even looking at the road. Driving with their knees, texting with both thumbs. I'm just curious how many texting drivers have killed other people as opposed to drunk drivers.
I think that's sort of
both are horrible. Drunk driving's worse, but like I said, at least the drunk ones are trying.
As far as we know, sometimes drunks aren't trying; they're just drunk.
I understand,
but yeah, and with the texting, there's
no regard for anybody else on the road.
No.
All right, Tina. So that's why they put the bumps. Well, that's the way I know I'm out of my lane is I start hitting those bumps.
And it's sad too because every once in a while, and I will admit I've done this, where I will pick up to try to respond to a text real quick because
while you're driving,
yeah, because not recently, because I feel like you know what, other people can't text and drive, but I got a pretty good handle on this. And then I pop a curb and I think, you know what, I'm a big fat idiot. I think I need to just, you know, swallow this, and I'm going to keep this sucker not next to me. And I don't think enough people have
Just, you can shut off the noise for the when you get a text.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I mean, you don't have to shut off the entire phone. You can mute the noise just on the text.
Yeah.
That way you can break the Pavlovian response of, you hear that noise, you go, oh, I got a text. I got to look at my phone. Well, it can't be that important, or someone would have called me.
Yeah.
I hate to continually to cover that. But in most emergencies, people call.
Yeah. I either keep it in the passenger seat or I sit on the phone. Mm-hmm. I just teabag it. And then if I get somewhere to where I'm stopped, then I may look at it.
And I'm surprised that Dr. Thornton has got addicted to his phone because I've known you since the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Never really had anything to say about technology. You'd bring up television and he goes, bah! Fad, let it go.
Yeah, I think we mentioned something about an email address for him, and he just looked at us like it was just another language.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, ah.
Is that what they call those boxes in front of your house now, an E?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets, what do you have, a smartphone, Android?
A smartphone.
iPhone. Don't bother calling him queer. He won't get it. And you've talked about becoming addicted to it.
Yeah.
Do you have withdrawals if you forget and leave it at home?
Oh, yeah.
If you forget and leave it at home, do you turn around and go back and get it?
It depends on how far I got away. You know,
I could see you needing it more because you can have emergencies with when you deal with nuts.
Yeah, I actually use it in my work.
Mentally
challenged folks.
Mentally nutted people.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get emergency calls from time to time.
Yeah.
So I get needing to be tethered, but your addiction isn't just... I always need to be reachable because you could get a pager.
Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, I would love to have that excuse, but that's not it. And you know, I'm here to report it's better.
And how are you making it better? How do you make it through one of your Zen retreats without your phone?
It's funny. It's like booze or anything. You know, you just there's just this line you draw and it's done. So that's the template. Actually, you just have to draw those lines for yourself rather than have them imposed from some exterior source.
You follow the rules.
I follow the
rules. In your brain, you know what the rules are. Yeah. I can't have my phone if we're zenning.
Yeah, it violates the purpose.
Right.
As soon as you're through zenning, do you run for the phone?
Heck yeah.
What the did I miss?
Me and all the other zenners.
Do you guys have a system set up when you go to whatever one of your zen houses is and you don't talk to each other for 2 days but you sit in the same house? Mm. Is there an emergency contact in case something happens?
Yes. Yeah.
So there's like maybe one person that can have their phone on.
It's an honor system. Everybody's got their phones, and I'm sure some people cheat.
Well, but I'm saying if you're in a house and nobody can talk and you can't communicate or anything for a couple of days, there's some type of emergency alert or if your wife died. Or,
exactly. Yeah, there's the retreat center will have a central number, so if there's really an emergency.
All right, so you leave that number with the important people in your life, and they know how to get a. All right, I got it.
Yeah, so it's old school.
So, but I've left my phone at home. I don't know how many days. I couldn't give a rat's peter less. I don't care. I don't care who can get a hold of me and who can't. If it's important, if the alarm on the house goes off, Frisco PD will show up. They always check the house. They always do a really good job. They've never complained because there have been false alarms. Sometimes the dogs will set it off. And I'll come home and, it'll be a little note. Hey, we stopped by. I hear two tickets for no plates on the front of your car.
All of them.
Oh, you're right. None of my cars have front plates.
I figured.
Batmobile doesn't. Muster's coach. Not the Starsky and Hutch. The General Lee.
And certainly not the Batmobile.
Yeah, that doesn't. And the Challenger I'm driving.
Mm-mm.
I'm afraid to put a plate on the front of my Challenger now. I'm afraid I'll get stopped at Frisco and they'll go, you got too many plates on your car. They'll just be in dicks.
Yeah. And you'd probably deserve it at this point.
I'm curious, when you were like with Mandy, did she complain that you didn't have your phone with you sometimes?
Nope. If I was unreachable, I was unreachable. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally I was only very few places, either at work or at home. I'm trying to think if I ever told her if I was going someplace. Like, hey, after work, I'm going to go do this.
Going to go work out.
I might tell her that just so she would know to let the dogs out or feed them as soon as she got home. Just time-wise things. But, no, I never, without being a dick, I just never checked in.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
I just wondered if it bugged her.
I don't know. She always knew if it was important to call me.
Yeah.
Because of texting, I don't always look at.
No, I mean, in the case if you left your phone home and you were out and I couldn't get in touch with you all day.
Yeah, I know. I left my phone at home. Just call and leave a message. I'll check it when I get to the house. Like we used to do with answering machines.
Yeah. And that damn blinky light.
I don't think I'll ever be able to comprehend. Maybe it's my age of I got to know right now. Like that would always be the first thing I would do when I got home is go and check the answer machine, see if I had any messages, and then be done with it. Never thought about anything else.
But it wasn't like, I got to run in and hurry up and check the answer machine.
That was always the first thing I did.
Just because that's what you did. It wasn't necessarily, I'm going to run upstairs.
Yeah, if I had to go cop a squat, the squat wins and the answer machine can wait.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if it was an emergency and somebody couldn't get a hold of me through the answering machine, then they'd either call where I worked, because most of the time I was on the air. Call the business office.
Yeah. During the week, if I was to forget my phone at home, I would need to go home and get it just to have it at work.
Dude, you got an illness.
No, I need it. Sometimes when you call.
How many times have I ever called you?
Or send a text.
I think I've called you maybe... I think I called you after I talked to David Pigeon because you were looking for a washer dryer.
Oh, yes, that is right.
And no. I said, because they absorbed Kellerman Son.
Yes.
They have home appliances, microwave, everything.
Yeah, if you need it for the house, they've got it.
So I called just to let you know, hey, if you need one, maybe you might get one as a housewarming gift, but don't count on a f***ing birthday present.
And that was a very sweet message, and I appreciate it. What I mean is during the week, like... In the morning hours.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
In case
time,
I get a text.
The time zone of, okay,
yep.
If he's going to text and he's not coming in, it's going to be between probably 8:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and 1 p.m.
You got it.
Normally after 1, I've already committed. If I feel good enough to even walk around at 1 o'clock, I'm going into work.
Yeah, and it's usually even up to, I would say, more like noon.
But that's why I text all of you guys, and then I watch it. If I don't get a reply, then I know I got to call somebody.
Gotcha.
And then I just figured, by 3 o'clock, if I'm not here, you figured he's probably dead.
Mm-hmm. And we'll send someone to check on him. But,
in a couple of days.
Yes. Yeah. No, but like on the weekends, I am absolutely giddy to leave my phone at home. I don't care.
Oh, yes.
And it's
on
not like
Sunday,
I try. I don't even try.
On Sunday, I have even have the phone at home. I forget where it's at. I forgot where my phone's at. Yeah.
I'll get in the car to go somewhere, run an errand. I'm like, oh, I forgot my phone. Woohoo!
Now, sometimes if I'm close to the house, I'll stop and go back and get the phone only in case possibly the car breaks down or you see an accident or whatever. But if it's not really on my mind, I don't care. And why? How Dr. Thornton is having to go through some type of withdrawal rehab thingy. He really is one of the last few people I would have expected that from.
And it flies in the face of the Zen stuff.
Yeah, you're right on both counts.
Why do you feel you're addicted to that? Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
The guy on line four says he texts while driving.
Yes, Josh.
Yeah, I don't understand why people do not use their earbuds, because you have the capability to actually text and listen to the text be read to you.
Now you can do that. But why do you think? And that's safer. It's still a slight distraction, but then again, so is the radio and slapping kids around, so I get all of that.
Right.
But why do you think the text needs to be immediately addressed? Why can't it wait?
Well, I mean, if you had your earbuds in, you click it, it's just something that you're listening to. I don't understand why people would have to read it right away.
I know. I'm just curious to why you feel like, and other people like this, I'm not just jumping you, people feel like they always have to be connected. I always have to have this instant feed into my head of everything that's going on.
Right. But also at the same time with me, I guess the reason I always check it is because of my two infant children.
Okay, so you have a reason. Do they have an illness, disease?
No.
Are they just, they're kids and you're concerned?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the earbuds in.
I got the earbuds in.
Can you hear sirens?
Yes, I can, because I only have one in. I always leave one out and have one in.
Okay. Look at you, Mr. Safety. All right. Thank you, sir. I guess there are exceptions. It's like, you know, we were talking about yesterday of vaccinations. Should it be mandatory? Whatever. And Dan made some comment of, you know, if you decide to say whatever you said.
What I said was the idiot parents that listen to Dr. Jenny McCarthy espouse the reasons not to vaccinate your children.
Even though Jenny McCarthy's never really done, as far as we know, no research. She's just either heard from Zoe Deschanel or somebody else.
Oh, God. Poor Zoe.
Well, you don't want to do this. Talk to a physician. And then people got pissed off. Well, Dan's calling me an idiot because I can't have my child immunized because he's got
adverse reaction to the vaccines or something. Or autism.
Autism. Thank you. I had to do the rocking thing to communicate that to Dan.
It's sad that I knew that.
Is he saying autism or he's got a turd stuck?
50-50.
That's my turd rocking movement.
I know.
I forgot where I was going with this.
I said idiot parents who listened to Jenny McCarthy and did no research or talked to a physician.
So there can be reasons why you always need your phone. And there can be reasons why you can't have your kids vaccinated. There's always, you know, everybody can have special dispensation for something. But for the most part, get the kids immunized. Don't get something and give it to somebody else. Well, my God doesn't believe in it. Well, then your God is a douche. And since you don't know what religion I'm talking about, you can't get pissed off.
Oh, but I bet they do.
Well, then obviously you don't believe too much in your God.
A lot of people may have full faith and belief in their deity of choice. However, how dare you slam him or her?
I didn't say which religion, so I'll repeat it. Your God is a douchebag.
And you don't know what your God really thinks about measles vaccinations either. I'm sorry. You just don't know.
It's not natural. So the purpose of the brain and to create these vaccines and eliminate all these diseases was based on what? God give us all of these mental powers just not to use?
Yeah.
I mean, I still think that the entire Earth is just an experiment. Put us on here, and he sits back, and I'm not being cute, just sits back and watching. Okay. All right, so far they've done pretty good. Piss me off, I'm going to flood the place now. And I'm not going to fix it up. And they're not going to get their deposits back. You go through all of that. And okay, they suffered. They made it through that. Let me see what else I can throw at them. How about the Black Plague? Throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's some nasty shit. Make it through that.
Yeah.
Just to see how sturdy, how rigorous the human being is.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Yeah, yes. And how much faith they have. Will they continue to believe?
Are they just going to pray to me, or are they going to try and do something on their own? That's why anytime I pray, it's just to say thank you.
Yeah.
Not asking. I asked one time, and my dog died anyway, so f*** him.
Yeah.
The one time you asked for something.
It's like, you know, dogs at the vet in the ER. You know they're going to die. You're holding them for the last time. It's like, okay. I always thank you for stuff. I never ask for anything. But if you could let this dog live and take 3 years off of JD's life.
Oh my God, man. Oh.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
604. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Empire on Fox. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635 just before Preston Road. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Westmoreland, right in front of the post office. Got an accident there blocking two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from Riverfront. Moving to Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30 at Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back from the bush. In Arlington now, westbound I-30 just after Cooper, got an accident. There was an incident there earlier. All lanes have been reopened. Traffic there is backed up back to the ballpark way. And finally in Fort Worth, westbound 121 right at Riverside Drive, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Maxine Street. And if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
The Eagle Weather brought to you by Join Me. Tonight, cloudy and 34. Tomorrow morning, some clouds should clear up throughout the day as we hit a high close to 50. Right now, it is 57 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, we were doing You Shoot the Coconut now.
Yeah, now it's fine. Most everybody's gone.
Okay. Did I re-explain this? I know I explained it off the air to Dr. Thornton.
I'd say hit it again.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it on the air.
Okay. We're talking about doing Spittleville again. And obviously, we're going to have to reshoot everything, short of maybe wide shots. And any scene that required JD, which was... none. And so we tested some of the blank guns, and the blanks weren't firing. I thought, all right, well, maybe the guns are dirty, whatever, but they're, or the blanks have gone bad. Claude goes, well, just put them in a real gun. They're blanks. No. There's still wadding that comes out of the barrel. That's why the blank guns we use, the barrels are clogged.
Okay.
And then there was a actor in the mid-80s that was jacking around with a blank gun on a CBS series. He goes, hey, watch this. Held it up to his head. It was 44 Magnum, but it was a blank. And the blunt force and the wadding blew a hole in his head.
Gee.
So we tested it out in the studio. I showed you the cardboard box that we blew a hole in.
Yeah.
Just from a 38 blank. So I had Alfie buy a coconut. Because it's... closest I can think of something that might be about the thickness of a human skull.
Yeah, so you're going to...
I want to see if it would penetrate the coconut.
All right.
Dan, you want to hold this up for me?
Not particularly.
It's always up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the live rounds are there.
Yes, I see.
You watched me unload the gun.
I did.
Okay. Those are the blanks.
Yes, they are.
Although, since everybody's gone, We could shoot this coconut with a real bullet.
Let's not do that. Come on now. No, yeah. No.
Yeah, we put it on the floor. The floors are concrete.
Yeah, but
the ricochet and all that.
Something, it's a coconut.
Something bad will happen.
Okay. What bad happened when you shot your coconut?
I've never shot a coconut.
Yeah.
I'm just going on the show's past experiences.
Okay, Gloomy Gus. Fine.
I'm not Gloomy Gus. I'm just saying be careful. Don't shoot it with a real bullet.
Have I always been careful with guns?
Pretty much.
What does that mean?
Well,
have I ever pointed a gun at you?
Not intentionally.
Even a blank gun.
Not intentionally. There have been a couple times when I used to be in the other room screening calls that you would put it down and it would just be right at me.
But I wasn't touching it.
No.
I don't own guns that just randomly explode.
No.
Spontaneous discharge.
That is true.
That's my penis.
Mm-hmm. The other day.
Where those people get those guns and go, oh, well, it just accidentally went off. Hmm. Or, you know, I was just put it in my bag and it went off. No, it didn't go off. You pulled the trigger somehow. Guns just don't go off on their own. They don't. I'm sorry, you were going to say what?
The other day, I think when you were emptying it or you put your bullets back in and you set it down on the table.
And what did I say when I put it on the table? I said, this gun is now hot.
Yes, you did. And then we noticed that the barrel was pointed at Alfie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you point guns at me all the time.
I don't know if this is the right time to dogpile, Alfie. But I appreciate
it. I'm sorry if you don't feel safe around me, Alfie.
I feel safe around you because you've always, first of all, your aim is damn good. I think it was the second or third week on the show you were shooting a can off of my head.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
That was with a BB gun, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And you were wearing a motorcycle helmet.
I was wearing nothing at all.
Oh. I was obviously at CBS where we didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to decide where. I'll just put it on the ground.
Okay. It's probably for the best.
Well, it's the best because these floors are concrete. These mm-hmm. aren't hollow floors. Well, I kind of hate to miss it on the camera. There's no other way around it. I can't worry about the video stream. Unless you want me to do it right here.
Do it right there, because otherwise people would say, oh, it's not in the camera frame.
You might want to put a towel underneath it.
Oh, yeah, in case it splits. Okay.
You think right there?
Sure. Alfie, is that in the shot at all?
Nope.
Dr. Thorne, would you hold this coconut?
No, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and waste the show just because it's not on the video stream.
You hold it.
I'm not holding it. I don't know what this gun is going to do to this, even though it's a blank.
Look, see, you're asking everybody else to. You do it. That's a good idea. Right on top of the paper towel holder.
Alfie, what about that?
Looks as though it's on shot.
And a shot?
Yep.
All right, let me move the electronics away. Okay. By the way, how much was this coconut?
That coconut was $3.99.
I'm not shooting a $4 coconut. Damn. Why is it $4?
Oh, my God.
I guess it's just out of season.
Oh, because he probably got it at one of those Whole Food places.
I did, but...
Oh, is it an organic coconut?
It's not organic. It's just a basic, conventional coconut.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go back to my shot. The coconut is right there, so it's just barely in the shot. I'll move the table a little closer. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay.
It's kind of blocked by your microphone, Stan.
And I will kill the RMS logo. About now, is it in there?
Yep.
There. I don't feel good about this.
I don't either.
Well, I don't want to do it now.
Well, it's your idea. It's your $4 coconut, your gun, and your blanks.
I'm moving it over here. I'm putting it on the ground.
Why are you so nervous? You were so confident about this minutes ago.
I have no idea. I don't know what it's going to do. You guys, I tell you what, I'm going to do it, and I'll hold it up so you can see what happened.
Okay.
Or unless you want to come around and watch as I kill it.
No, I don't want to get it on me.
Ready?
You put it in your chair, like in the back over there.
Why don't you do it?
Put it in the chair. I'll shoot it.
These are like $1,500 chairs. If it leaves a hole, Lewis is going to come in here and beat me with my coconut.
On the floor it is. Go ahead.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
It's going to be straight up against the coconut's head. Blunt force.
Gotcha.
Blank gun.
Mm-hmm.
That'll kill you. It didn't penetrate the coconut, but that's a nice big burn mark.
Yeah, it's good.
You'll shoot it with a real bullet?
Yeah.
Russ, we cannot shoot a real bullet.
We can turn the video stream off.
They'll still know.
Well, we'll just say that it was Alfie.
What? No.
I can live with that.
No.
Shoot it, shoot it, shoot the nut.
It didn't penetrate it. It just left a burn mark on it.
There's kind of that seam on the side. Would that be sort of a weak point you could try to shoot at?
All right.
Just asking questions.
Why'd you have to shoot the coconut three times? Because that's only had three bullets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll shoot it on the seam. I stopped trying to run off.
He keeps rolling.
All right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
It's another burn mark. But my guess is this is probably a little harder than a human head.
I would think.
Why are you standing up against the wall?
I was so I could see.
Oh.
I was watching.
You're disappointed.
Yeah, I really want to kill it.
That and you want to get your $4 worth.
Well, the coconut's still good because it ain't open.
What if you shot it where you shot it before? You know?
No, I don't think it's going to go through. Because about 6 inches away, these blanks.
Nothing.
Yeah. But it's just the fact that the guy held it directly to his head killed him.
And also,
and the whole point of the conversation of doing this is I tell Chloe, you can't just use blanks in a real gun because there's still wadding that comes out and there's still an aspect of danger.
Yeah.
I'm shooting it with a real bullet.
No, Russ, you cannot shoot that thing with a real bullet.
Why not?
I don't think it won't go all the way through.
Yes, it will.
No, these bullets, like they're a coconut point.
Sweet baby Jesus. You didn't bring your coconut piercing bullet.
All right, I'm not. In this blank, because I think we're almost out. All right. There are the spent rounds. Trash.
Nice, you actually made it.
There's the last blank.
Okay.
Gun is empty.
Clear.
Sitting right there. And that's the way responsible people handle guns and don't shoot themselves.
Yes, bye.
Hey, I'm a firearms instructor. Where's your left foot?
Well, one predates the other.
You want a coconut?
Let me see. I don't really like coconut that much. But I do love the smell of gunpowder.
Well, tie it around your neck.
Here you go, Chloe. Take that to your next Buffett concert.
I'll make a bra.
Bra for what?
For chicks.
Just tell them it's a coconut you picked up in Vietnam.
Why Vietnam?
It's got bullet holes in it. Got this when I was stationed in Saigon.
Saved my life.
Yeah. Put it on eBay.
Say it's your lucky coconut.
Okay. God. Ready to finish news?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to have to turn the air down just to circulate so the fire alarm didn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 617. Damn it, wasted 10 minutes with this. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall was arrested in Kansas on a drug charge, according to multiple TV stations in Wichita, Kansas. One of them reported Randall was arrested around 3 a.m. on Wednesday after police were called to a domestic dispute. Police found marijuana in a hotel room the two were in and arrested Randall on a drug charge. This would be the second arrest for Randall in a matter of months. He was arrested outside Frisco's Stonebriar Mall in October for shoplifting cologne and underwear from Dillard's.
Why?
Obviously, it's some type of... He could afford it. So it's, what do they call them, kleptos? Yeah. Pyros? Or, yeah. No, we're the pyros.
Yeah.
I did the thrill of the... It's like you could go to Kroger and buy your own steak, but if you really want to go slaughter your own cow, it's just... Or if you want to get venison, you can buy it. Maybe it's the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
So, what kind of drugs?
Marijuana.
Where was this?
This was in Wichita, Kansas, where he's from.
Oh.
It was in a hotel room.
I'm going to guess pot is illegal there.
Yes. But they were called because of a domestic dispute that was going on between him and his baby's mama. And it got heated enough where the police came. The police even said that Randall was acting, according to their report, was acting out of control. But there were no weapons or anything like that. And they found the marijuana, so they basically gave him a ticket.
So they heard a lot of noise. Nobody was hit. Nobody was beaten. They just found weed.
Yes. Randall was...
Well, if he wasn't arrested, unless he just had the weed setting out.
Yeah, Randall was arrested and released with a citation and a court date for misdemeanor drug charges.
Well, I know, but was a weed setting out to where they could see it? If you're not under arrest, I don't think they can search the place.
Right, it was just out then. They saw it.
Oh.
Damn.
Also, if you're going to have a fight with somebody... Do it in Colorado or wherever else it's legal to have weed.
Yeah, but even with legal weed, even if you have legal weed, you still would have to go through some type of process with the NFL to get some type of exemption, and I don't think the NFL has that exemption yet.
Well, at least you wouldn't have to deal with the authorities. Then there wouldn't be a police report, and there wouldn't be anything about the weed, and the NFL wouldn't know about it.
Maybe. But that kind of thing also has a tendency to be made public, whether it was illegal or not in that particular state.
Yeah, and I'm sure somebody's going to rat us out for trying to kill coconuts.
I don't... doubt that. According to Randall's agent, Eric Burkhart, he got on Twitter and responded to the situation by saying there was zero violence of any kind, domestic or otherwise. That's what he said in a tweet. Randall was asking three people to exit his room who did not want to leave. It was loud. Cops were called. Ticket issued. People and officer left. He went to bed.
Okay. So it almost sounds like instead of being an incident, it was... Well, actually, they... Like they just have to had, they needed something on record.
Yeah.
Nobody was arrested. Did you say he was ticketed?
Yes. It even says here, Burkhart, his agent, also claimed Randall was not arrested, but a Wichita police spokesperson confirmed to News 8 that a notice to appear in court is, in fact, an arrest, even if the suspect is not taken into custody.
So when I get a ticket, as if I'm arrested, it'll show up as an arrest.
Kind of,
maybe it's different in Minnesota or wherever he was.
Kansas.
Is that close?
Sure.
Thank you.
I haven't heard anything, seen or anything yet about a comment from the Cowboys.
I like the way that they said, well, you know, that he signed something that said he would promise to appear in court. Well, all traffic citations are like that.
Right. Yeah, sign here.
And you don't have an arrest pop up all over your record. Like the cops just want to be a dick in that incident.
It's against the law, though, to have marijuana. So on one hand, you want to say, yes, oh, come on, officer. That's kind of cheap. It's just a little, it's like a little roach or something. On the other hand, it's like, well, don't do it. Don't break the law. Especially when you're an NFL player and you're already under a microscope.
You're already in trouble for something else.
And you're in trouble for something else. It's really one of those weird things. I'm trying to remember who it is. There have been a few NFL players. I think a current
Leon one. Leon Lett?
Telling a different story. J.J. Watt, one of the best players in the league, plays in Houston. He came out and said that he basically doesn't really drink anything. He clearly doesn't do any drugs. And people ask him why. And he says, because my job is a football player. In order to do that, to the best of my ability, I have to abstain from all these other things that might diminish my abilities on Sunday. I got the rest of my life to drink beer and do whatever else I want to do. I've only got a finite time that I can be the best I can in the NFL.
Well, what's the fun to drinking beer and smoking weed when you're old?
Well, you're not. The average lifespan of an NFL career is like not even 3.5 seasons. So really, especially
I'm not
with
buying
the
abstaining thing.
The alcohol thing
is really sex that drains your body.
Well, that's
tell
a
me
myth.
You abstain. I feel tired after sex. How many times you and I stay awake afterwards?
Really?
Never before a show, man. You don't want to do that.
You can be ready to go. You got to have that sexual drive.
Oh my God.
You know damn well we can't have sex for a show. What if we don't hear the alarm go off?
No matter how many times you ask.
Did you set yours? Yeah, I set mine. Damn, I left it on vibrate.
I mean, that's going to get lost.
I thought that meant you was ready to go again.
Oh, you. I just don't.
And you shouldn't. Go ahead.
Fair enough. A new survey.
Sorry, I did that.
A new survey found the 5 most annoying things about Valentine's Day, other than Russ asking, did you set the alarm? Voted on by both single and single people and people in relationships.
Okay. Being alone.
Number 5, not having a date.
The other 4, I can't think of why it would be depressing if you've got somebody.
Well, this is if you have someone or you don't. Still annoying.
Okay. Is number 5 the only one of being alone?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the headline on the story?
The 5 most annoying things about Valentine's Day. Look at it this way.
Having to buy something?
No. Take out the... It's actually skewed. Take out the relationship thing. Just focus on if you're single and you're out. Just Valentine's Day in general. What would annoy you?
So this for all single people?
No, they combine the two, but it's confusing the other way. Just think, as you yourself, what annoys you about Valentine's Day?
As a single man, even though the story wasn't written that way.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Thornton, you're as confused as me.
Yeah.
But Dan's cleared it up.
Okay.
Fairly. Okay. So I'm not the only one that's confused.
Yeah, I'm
okay. Okay.
Dr. Thornton, think about what would annoy you on Valentine's Day. That's it.
As a single man.
As a single man.
I got it. Well, like PDA.
Yes, number 1.
Oh.
Watching other people, holding hands, doing whatever.
Number 4, seeing couples celebrating everywhere.
Well, it's kind of the PDA.
Well, then you got number 1 as well.
Oh, number 1 was the PDA?
Yes.
Public display?
Mm-hmm.
Women showing off everything they've gotten.
Number 2, flood of photos on social media from people bragging about their relationships, the presents they got, and the flowers that showed up for them at work. One more, and it's a little more vague.
Getting off at Three Forks. Or watching somebody else get off at Three Forks.
Man, this should have had 6.
You jackass.
People talking about Valentine's Day, how good their relationships are, and nothing else for the entire day.
I love my wife so much, I can't tell you how much I love her. Hold on a second.
Oh, my.
Hang on, she just walked back in. No, I just told Daniel how much I love you. All right, see you later.
Mm-mm.
All right, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What a...
It's the whole Valentine's Day. I mean, when I was dating on a regular basis, I haven't really dated anybody long-term since Mandy, because I... really haven't had the time, desire.
Inclination.
Yeah. I mean, I got my married women, and I don't have to get them anything because they get a plenty of crap from their husbands.
Yeah.
So that's a cost-saving measure.
Yes, it is. Also, no real commitment, no real intimacy.
No. And the sex is good because it's just something different for them, even though I'm not really that good, so their husbands must be horrible.
Because they keep coming back to you.
Well, and they go, oh, my God, that was just ecstatic. I'm ecstatic from it. Damn, baby, what's he do to you? Because I know how bad I am in bed.
What if you're not as bad in bed as you think you are?
I think I am. You know that.
Yeah.
Dr. Thornton. You're supposed to be at least a second voice of reason on occasion. Help me out.
Dude, if you're going to be on this show and you're going to talk back and forth with me, at least get maybe a walking cane or something so you can see it coming. You walked into too many verbal walls. I'm horrible in bed. I am. Regardless of what you think, Dan, I'm horrible in bed.
I have no opinion on the matter.
Well, that's because you just lie there.
He's one of those lazy ones?
Yeah.
I'm not lazy. And he doesn't, way, and he doesn't know.
Well, I know you're lazy because you don't move around and you certainly don't get up and get the wash rag.
We don't do it.
No, you just wipe it on the sheets or my velvet print of Billy D. Williams over the bed.
It's really moments like these that I...
Hey, can you use that black light and rub it over me? Make sure so when I go home to Tara, she don't find nothing.
I may vomit.
I am not bragging. I am horrible in bed. I'm not trying to set the bar low, yeah, so the next time I'm with a chick, she's going, well, that wasn't horrible.
I think that's exactly what you're doing.
In what sense are you horrible?
I don't like foreplay.
Yeah.
To me, foreplay is just like you're looking forward to an event, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like when I get to Six Flags, I like to lick the gates before I go in.
But if that's what it takes to open the gate.
Or if I want to stick my weenie in the back of Cyrus Cosmo before I get on the Roto-Riculus. Too far back?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
As long as I got it, that's all I care about. Hello?
Kind of, I think.
That's a no.
Yeah. Okay, let's say butt the bald-headed dancing man at Six Flags.
That we got.
Okay. There's no foreplay with something like that. I want to get on the Texas Shootout or whatever. I'm going to chase this bald-headed guy around just to get some kind of foreplay. I'm not good at foreplay. In the beginning, I am, because you're excited. There are new areas you want to explore. You want to lick. You would just all of a sudden, in the beginning, everything is just new and pristine. Then after a while, it's like, I done licked that over and over. I already know the taste and the sensation and whatever. Just get on and bounce up and down and go, yeehaw, and let's get this over with.
Man, the level of your selfishness is just...
You asked me or somebody asked me why I thought I was bad in bed. I answered the question.
Dr. Thornton, are you satisfied with his response?
Well, is there more, besides the...
How much less can I do?
Yeah, well, really?
If you don't like foreplay, okay. I got
any
that
less
part.
And he won't be there.
I like sex. So I like the actual act of this goes in that, and then and then here, done.
So once you've gotten to the sex part, are you thinking about her pleasure? Or?
You mean her pleasure at the moment or something? Something happy that might happen to her the next day, like she found a puppy?
More the former. I was just
making sure that back in my 20s was when I stopped asking the question, did you?
Yeah. But
And that was almost every time. And then somehow, I don't know how the rest of the guys, how it plays out with normal guys. But after a while, I just stopped asking.
I'm not too down on that idea. I mean, to ask is not necessarily a good thing.
I don't think it's bad because you want to know if they'll tell you the truth. Okay, did I do enough to satisfy you? Because we always know that I'm satisfied because you need the wash rag.
Mm.
I can't really tell, even though you made all these noises and you sounded like you were into it. Did you? And I just got tired of the responses, so I stopped asking.
The responses were what?
Well, what? Guess.
Well, it was nice.
I enjoy spending time with you.
Yeah.
But did you?
I just like it when you are in there.
I felt it.
Tried.
Yeah. You tried really hard.
I can tell you're sweating.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I will give you a certificate of attendance.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Damn, really? 6:43. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. Let's get started off with Fort Worth westbound 121 right at Riverside Drive. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic there is still jacked up back to Maxine Street. In Grand Prairie eastbound I-30 right at Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is jacked up back to the bush. And finally in Dallas westbound 635 just before Preston. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Hillcrest. Colin Ryan with a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Clippers at the American Airlines Center on February 9th. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Empire on Fox. Cloudy tonight, 34 for the low. Tomorrow morning clouds, a high near 50. Right now it's 56. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, Mom. You don't know me like that.
Get back, Mom. You don't know me like that. Woo!
I spent all that time dancing around the stock that I bought with Rodney. I went, okay, only you can hear me, nobody else can hear me. So I tell him off the air.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Apple. I like Apple.
I've got an iPhone. I even have Fruit of the Loom underwear.
But I only bought the Apple guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
F a bunch of grapes.
To me, it seems like if you have a vested interest in a company and you talk about it on the air, there seems like there was be something with the Federal Trade Commission or whatever.
I'm with you. It would worry me.
Well, it doesn't worry me because Rodney said it.
True. And you tried not to, you know, have him say it by telling him, hey, I'm going to tell you something. Only you will hear it. Okay, I'll be sure to repeat that, Russ.
Even though I told you not to repeat it. Oh, you want to know what I got? It's a fat elephant that heard a who? Is that what he said he bought?
D.R. Horton, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he said, you know, he owns a lot of stock in home building companies.
All right. See, Alfie's giving away tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any audio we didn't get to that you want to?
Forget, did we? I got Randy Quaid screwing Rupert Murdoch. Oh, actually, we got to the Cub Scouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I was just looking at the clip. It said parents upset about how they were with the kids, and then we got off on a sidetrack.
Yeah, as we do. In San Diego, there was a state park. Part of it comes out onto a beach. That beach happens to be part of a nudist beach.
And most nudist beaches, there are several signs saying, warning.
Yeah.
Approaching a nudist beach.
Exactly. Well, for whatever reason, that didn't happen. The scout leader didn't see it. And so some parents were just absolutely beside themselves, pissed off about their 9 and 10-year-old saw some saggy boobs. So this
was like,
good one,
is Diane and Eric, two parents, talking about how upset they were but their kids saw all this.
It was like a nightmare, in my opinion. Eric goes, oh, my God, there's nude people. You know, you're in disbelief. No, it's...
There must be a trail we don't know about that goes up the cliff.
I said, hey, what are you doing? We're in the middle of a nudist beach. And he's like, you know, this is a naturalist beach. And, you know, my family and I go through this all the time. It's no big deal. And I got really angry. I was nauseated.
You got angry because you couldn't read any possible warning signs? Because I'm going to guess if it's a nude beach, it's legal in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's marked. So you didn't plan out your trip ahead of time. Hey, this is an area. Let's just make sure. I know it sounds odd, but let's make sure it's not a nude beach. And just check out, see if there are any signs, or check Yelp.
Yelp would know.
We're angry that your children saw naked people. Were these naked people engaged in some type of sexual activity, or no. They just laying out?
They're laying out, holding hands, walking on the beach, just doing the thing that nudists do. It's not always some sort of, you know, Caligula-esque orgy. It's usually people just hanging out that you wish weren't.
You just made me sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Caligula, the topless bar, burned down in the late 90s.
I didn't mean to bring up old wounds.
We were on the air, some mornings on the Eagle, when I heard about it. And am I lying?
You know, we had a moment of silence.
We had 60 seconds of dead air for burning of Caligula. We used to get plowed there.
I bet.
Get the Long Island iced teas.
Woo!
You get two. You're done. Yeah. You're done for the week. Chloe would have a couple. I gotta go do a Van Halen appearance.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I gotta go dance topless at Best Buy.
Yeah, that's not far off.
Right, let me go back to this clip.
This is a naturalist beach, and, you know, my family and I go through this all the time. It's no big deal. And I got really angry. I was nauseated because I had never seen, like, a bunch of nude people just walking around holding hands. Strange people that I don't know. They said that that was not against their policy. It's not anything against.
I'm confused now. Not against whose policy?
Cub Scouts. The Cub Scouts ended up siding with the scout leader, saying that he followed the proper protocols as far as the hike and saying, oh no, oops, let's go over here now. So basically, the Cub Scouts sided with their troop leader, saying he did everything he could.
Okay, and there was nothing on Yelp or anything else that said, this is a nudist area.
I guess not, or maybe the way they hit it.
Regardless of, really, what is the damage? Dr. Thornton, you have a kid that saw a bunch of naked people. As a psychologist, what's going to be the damage? Let's say they're seven.
No problem at all, unless the parents freak out.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
9 and 10-year-old Cub Scouts got freaked out parents. And not only freaked out parents, but parents that went on TV to tell everyone how embarrassed and ashamed they were for their children and for themselves.
The kids are just going to have a giggle and that's it. You know, it's just going to be...
Yeah, we saw naked people. Big deal.
Yeah, if anything, some of them might... Like, there's going to be some scarring because Russ was an adult the first time he saw nudists. And it's clearly scarred him.
That was what? That was... John Carpenter-ish.
Yeah, you're not talking about a sexual trauma.
I mean, I'd seen naked people before.
Right.
But not at a nudist camp where I knew I was going to see naked people, so I tried to prepare for it. But there is no way. I think of any sport, any activity, anything that you could do that's sort of death-defying, where they say, all right, prepare for this. You cannot. You cannot prepare your brain for the hideousness that you're going to be exposed to when you go in a nudist camp full of them.
The brown stains alone.
Where do those rust stains come from?
I don't know, but...
I mean, is your asshole made out of copper? That's just something that I almost think everybody needs to experience once just to show you what time... of damage, sun and not taking care of, or, you know, getting too much sun and not taking care of yourself, what it does to the human body. All right, so I got a distended gut. Big deal. At least I ain't got to rub no lotion on my head.
Wow, you really got me there.
Got her in the shade there.
Now, I got to take vitamin D supplements because my head don't get no D. But I figure I absorb enough of the sun from my belly.
Uh-huh.
Which at this point is almost big enough to be a moon. Big, fat, nasty mother. Hey, what are you guys shooting? Shooting a TV show. Can I sign a release? No.
We're full.
Because if you sign a release, that means we can use you on TV. And that was, and this was, you're talking about back in like 1989. So, you know, the mosaic thing or the black box thing, that was hard, especially with tracking. Not like now.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do frame by frame of blocking out parts.
Oh man, that's a lot of things that you did not want to see.
And for, you know, a 2.5 minute story, it probably took all of us 8 hours to edit it down.
In shifts.
Yeah, because you had to move that black box frame by frame. There was no motion tracking back in the late 80s. It's like, can't we just cut this out? Well, we're doing a story on a nudist camp. We got to show some people naked. Couldn't we just put duct tape over their privates and just make it look like they motion tracked?
That would be a hell of a lot easier.
Kane, I like to run around naked. I like it when the wind hits my from all different directions. Especially as I get older and my balls start sagging more. Look like great big meat chimes.
Oh, Jesus. So I'll stay cool.
Yeah. You know how much money I save every year on air conditioning? Just go outside and air out my big, fat, saggy, nasty-ass balls.
I love bending over in front of a Northern.
Man, that Northern shoots up yay-hole and goes through your balls and you hit your taint. Ooh. Man, it's just like Christmas. I didn't play the whole clip, did I?
No.
Angry. I was nauseated because I had never seen like a bunch of nude people just walking around holding hands, strange people that I don't know. They said that that was not against their policy. It's not anything against the nudists. They were in their environment and they were looking at us like, what the heck are we doing there? But I don't think it's okay for somebody to not disclose that they're going to put other people's children or family in an environment like this. I think that that's wrong.
It is concerning, and you're going to have to explain it to your kids. But if you have a relationship with your children where you tell them, all right, look, we've never seen this before. There are some people that like to walk around naked.
Mm-hmm.
We don't condone it. Russ Martin doesn't condone it. Nope. Because it's really nasty. Mm-hmm. It's horrific, and it makes you not want to age past 64. Because you can only guess how old some of these people were. And just again, it's like being Superman at a bowling tournament. X-ray vision. I can see through all their clothes. And they're bowlers.
Sometimes being Superman isn't all it's cracked up to be.
No. Man, it was a better show at that Dukes of Hazzard rally.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
We'll be back.
Dan O'Malley here for New Fine Arts Valentine's Day. In case you have not heard, and if you have not heard, then you're in deep S, is coming up.
Damn, New Fine Arts again?
It
another
is.
Spot today?
This
you
is
tell
the,
Valentine's Day coming up.
This is the first one for them today.
Oh, I thought it was two.
No, that was...
What was the other one? Big Bubba?
Yup.
Oh.
Yeah, Big Bubba doesn't... He doesn't...
Oh, yeah, Big Bubba is a place you call if you didn't get permission to celebrate Valentine's Day with somebody.
That's right.
Thank you, baby.
That's very nice. Now we'll focus on New Fine Arts because they are celebrating 50 Shades of Play. So for today, it's Shade 21, something we all can agree with.
Man, I'm excited about this every day. What color is going to be?
Shade 21, breasts are best.
Man, I can go either color on that one.
Mm-hmm. New Fine Arts carries the best for your chest, including clamps and rings to help your lover keep those headlines on. Yeah.
What are the clamps for?
Just make things a little tighter.
In case your nipples fall off.
Well, if
it's the only time I use clamps if something's about to fall off.
Well, if that may be
because... Or I use Gorilla Glue.
Of course. You may have gone too far.
No?
No, I'm talking about if your nipples are falling off, you may have gone too far.
Oh.
That's why it's important to go to New Fine Arts and figure out how to use these things properly and safely and still enjoy yourself. And
will they show me how to use it safely?
Yeah, they can help
they
you.
Put it on my own nipples?
No, I don't think they're going to do
that. Because I got big nipples.
There's a respectable amount of explanation, but they're not going to just...
My nipples are big. I'm a fat man, but
right.
They big. They look like an LP that melted in the sun.
At New Fine Arts, they have the right clamp for you. Also, don't forget, New Fine Arts has everything else you and your partner need to spice up your Valentine's Day, from lubes, vibes, sexy lingerie, and thousands of DVDs. New Fine Arts also has 24-hour full-service vapor sections.
I need to get me a smoke in the middle of the night.
Yep. Get your heart on a New Fine Arts this Valentine's Day, where 50 Shades of Play comes to life every day.
I wish they had three locations.
They do. In Dallas.
And I can get them nipple clamps anywhere.
1720 West Mockingbird.
That's good.
1966 West Northwest Highway.
That one's well lit.
And then Shiloh Road at Northwest Highway.
That's too far away.
For you. But for those that live right there, that's pretty damn convenient.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Right on.
704. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Al McCoy is in 97.1 The Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Rendon Crowley. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Reisinger Road. In Louisville, southbound I-35, right at Fox Avenue, got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Valley Ridge. And finally, in Allen, Bethany Drive, right at 75. The signal lights are out there in all four directions. Traffic there's jacked up in the area. You know, take the next exit. I'm sorry, I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Suddenlink. Cloudy tonight, 34 for a low. Tomorrow morning clouds hopefully will clear up, and we'll hit a high of 49. Right now, 56 and 97.1, the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Right. Yeah. The beginning of Black History Month, why not? I don't care if it's racist or not. White people can't sing like that. Can't play like that. That's why it's called soul.
Some white people have it.
Some people have soul. White people have soul. But they ain't got it like black people. Black people closer to God. Praise Jesus. Argue with me and see where it gets you.
Oh, I'm not arguing. You know, that's one time I'm not going to take the opposite side just for, you know, content.
Wow, Dan.
This is totally different from the, let's crop and chop our crepe myrtles.
Yeah, exactly. As Clint Eastwood said, it's important to know a man's limitations.
Man's got to know his limits.
That's right.
Okay, let's see. Looking in your flash drive, see if there's any audio we didn't get to. Oh, Bachelor. What happened with the Bachelor?
Oh, yes. Well, there was. Let's see. Actually, I think I've got that cut. It's cut number 7.
Yeah.
It started out with, there was a city council member of Santa Fe. The Bachelor this week went to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can milk this a little bit. Dr. Thornton.
Yes.
The Bachelor, ABC.
Yes.
They go to shoot in Santa Fe. Very scenic.
Yes.
Nice place. What do you think could be the biggest thing that ABC could do to piss off the entire city, or at least the mayor?
Council member.
Of Santa Fe.
You could make some racist comment about Spanish-speaking people.
Okay. They didn't do that?
Or Native American folk.
Nope.
Wow. You could say, nice to be in Albuquerque.
It was pretty close.
Santa Fe's okay, but Albuquerque's nicer.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Tell him, Dan.
In one scene on the graphic, the show misspelled Santa Fe. Instead of S-A-N-T-A, it was spelled S-A-N-T-E. And that was really, really troubling.
They spelled it S-A-N-T-E?
Yes.
That's correct. It's not Santa like Santa Claus.
Yeah, sorry. That's, flip it around. My bad.
Okay.
According to an on-screen...
No, you dildo, it's Santa like Santa Claus. Santa Fe.
S- say anything. No.
But if I and why Santa Fe paid ABC $50,000 to have them shoot there?
$50,000, yeah.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I got my story right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Why would they need to pay ABC anything?
It's tourism. It's promoting the town as a romantic location. That's the reason why is still on TV.
That sounds...
It's promotional consideration.
It is, and it's above board, but I never really thought about it in the past. How many of these other locations paid?
All of them.
Well, but you're getting free television out of it. Why would you have to pay them anything?
Well, to me, it's obvious. Like when they go to some remote island location, they are certain to make sure the logo of the resort is shown every single time, and that the people when they're interviewed say, "I love it here at the Iberostar, whatever."
So the city functions as a sort of advertising.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to guess all whatever you call it, the commerce, PR, whatever, tourism, Department of Tourism for whatever city. Maybe they have to vie for ABC's attention.
And
hey, do you want to shoot here? You're in Compton. Although I'm sure there's some nice parts, but Santa Fe offered us $50,000,
mm-hmm.
and we don't even know how to spell it. Anyway. Well, wouldn't you like to spend some time in Inglewood? We don't have any clue how to spell that one. We just know Inglewood from Pulp Fiction.
Santa Fe City Councilman Ron Trujillo did not like the fact that the city spent $50,000 to bring the show in, and he also really hated the fact that they misspelled Santa.
Just once.
Yes.
One time, one graphic. It's not like during the entire show.
Right.
And it's going to run, the series runs for how many weeks? When they do one of these?
It's multiple weeks, but with Santa Fe, they're just there for the 1 week.
Okay.
They'll go on to another location.
Well, I'm sure ABC will issue an apology of, hey, it's Santa doesn't live here.
He was also upset that the show went to places outside of Santa Fe, and those places paid nothing for the exposure, so he's also mad about that. He thinks it's a waste of money.
Well, then you should have worked that out in the contract with ABC of, if we're going to give you $50,000, you will only shoot in Santa Fe. Why don't you go take a business course?
Mm-hmm. It's also stupid on the councilman's part to say, hey, we should have a new tourism video for Santa Fe for commercials, and then what are they only going to use Santa Fe? No, they're going to use surrounding areas to lure people.
Yeah, one of the only times I flew someplace for a interview for a radio job was Santa Fe.
Mm.
And I did it because I had the weekend off, even though I was working four radio jobs at the same time. And they went, we're going to make you the star of whatever the station was. It was a CHR, a contemporary hit radio rock station, whatever. And we're going to have you out all the time, and we're going to show you Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Well, don't I want to see Santa Fe? Well, we'll show you the studios. But until we get to Albuquerque, wear this blindfold.
Yeah, I think the councilman took to Twitter, and he said they couldn't get it right. They could have read it off the check that they cashed from the city of Santa Fe. However.
And ABC is responsible because, really. How many people did that graphic have to go by? I mean, that it had to pass. Somebody had to type it in. Somebody had to spell check it. Then it had to be edited into the piece. And mm-hmm. then somebody else had to see it. And nobody noticed they spell it like Santa Claus.
A lot of people can't spell a lot of things. But some people, whether it's spelled like Santa Claus or with the E, people may look at it and be like, eh, fine.
Yeah, what do we care? It's Santa Fe.
It's close. It's one of the five vowels. It's fine. As long as it's not S-A-N-T-Y, I think we can excuse it.
It sounds the same. What do we care? Plus, we only got 50 grand out of them. Next time you want it spelled right, it'll be 75.
Well, not to
and
be...
It was a nice place.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I think they have a balloon festival there every year.
And they had balloons as part of, you know, the show.
But I just thought it was funny that to try and sell me like I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make you the king of nighttime radio.
Ooh.
Start you at 16,000.
Oh, my goodness.
What year is this?
86.
All right.
And even in 86, I was making more than that.
Yeah.
Not a lot more, but not enough to move away from Dallas-Fort Worth. I just wanted to see what it was like to be wooed.
And how was it?
It was nice. I don't think I was... I think I was just there for the day. I don't think I stayed overnight. Flew in, picked me up in one of the station vans. We'll just call it like Santa Fe's Rock 101.
Cruiser.
You're in the cruiser. See how people stare at us? That's because you also use this as a tortilla stand. What's our big giveaway? Foil-covered koozies? It was nice, but I had no intention. I felt bad afterwards because I knew I wasted their money of flying me out there. I just wanted to see what it was like to be wooed by somebody for a change.
And that's their call. They know that, you know, they're going to fly somebody in. It may not pan out.
We're going to give you $16,000. I think at the time I was making all the jobs I was working nonstop. Four.
Yeah.
I think I was making 28. Yeah, I'm going to take that big cut, move out to the middle of nowhere.
King of nighttime, right?
Yeah.
I own Santa Fe at night. Even though I think the market is called... Santa Fe, Albuquerque, it's combined like Dallas-Fort Worth.
Right.
No, I'm not moving away from something. You just looked at Alfie. Did he want something?
No, I just occasionally look.
Oh.
I occasionally look around the room.
Got it. But I couldn't see me in Santa. I couldn't see me in any place but Dallas-Fort Worth.
So when you flew in, did they almost immediately start sizing you up for your satin jacket, or was that going to be later on in the process?
Hang on. See, I wasn't at the Eagle at the time, so I didn't have a satin jacket. I only had that jacket that Diane got me when we were dating. It was the year 1-2 instead of the members only. It was the knockoff members only jacket.
Year 1-2. You've got a jacket.
And they took me everywhere. Nice studios. It was cool to see mountains, but after that, hey, you want to drive up to the mountains? Why not? Drove me around, showed me the vista, took me back. Okay, so do you want to sign some paperwork now? You know, I really need to go back and talk to my rabbi.
That's a good one.
You're a piece of work.
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Throw him completely off.
Your last name is Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be Martinstein.
Yes.
Is it? No. What's your real last name? Martinez?
Even better.
They showed me all the hot spots. I have no recollection of anything. Just the driving around and really trying to sell me on the market and trying to draw me from Dallas-Fort Worth.
I don't really. I think they should have known that was a long shot.
Well, it's not like you know, in the mid '80s, I was a name, not really a name now, short of asshole.
What's in a name, though?
And I think I can't remember, but I think they tried to pick a nighttime name for me. They didn't like Russ, so it was going to be like Ramon or something.
You were going to be Ramon Martin.
The nighttime show with Ramon Martin. I own Santa Fe, Albuquerque, a place where people lay over when they're flying to L.A.
I've never really thought about moving anywhere else. Why grow up someplace and then go to a market where nobody knows you? And you can't rub it in the face of all the people you went to high school with.
I don't think most, I don't know about most. I think some people don't consider that as far as where they lived and do work.
Well, moving around city to city and then just picking different stations because they pay more. There's got to be some type, I'm not trying to get deep here. There's got to be some type of pride where you grew up.
Sometimes, and I am with you 100%. However, sometimes if maybe you started in a certain market and it, you couldn't work there for whatever reason. So you get hired in another place. You're like, hey, we'll take you. Like, oh, thank God.
Well, then I would have to change my name to Dan Lewis.
I knew that was coming.
You had to. The listeners were already thinking. Yeah, I had to say it. Even if New York right now, or Los Angeles, as much as I like to say Los Angeles, they offered me double the money, I wouldn't move. I was born here. I'm a Texan. There's a pride that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. So in knowing that, what if the company said, well, if you want to stay that bad, why don't you take half the money?
Oh, here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Yeah.
They know better. They got two stations riding on me now, Jack. I'm syndicated.
Yeah, with our affiliate.
You add it together, you got 100,000 watts on the Eagle and 50,000 watts on 1190.
Sometimes.
That's almost a blow dryer. I may change the legal ID on 1190 of that. The 50,000 watt blow dryer of North Texas. At night, we have to drop the power to like a waffle iron. I mean, does that make any sense to where you want to do well where you grew up?
No, I'm with you, actually. I agree with you. I've been fortunate enough to have my career here and not have to be anywhere else, and that's where I want. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, it's kind of like a challenge. Like, can I stay here and make money without having to go to?
Yeah, You hear, I see all the time, like on radio message board things or talking to other people in the building. They'll be like, "Yeah, I've worked at these stations, this state, this many different cities." I'm like, man, that does not sound enjoyable to me. This is my home. I love this area.
I didn't mind, you know, working in Greenville because my goal was to get closer and closer to Dallas-Fort Worth. So I had to work in Terrell for a while. But it was still getting closer to Dallas. I don't think you can really relate to an audience. I mean, some syndicated hosts can. And the Stern, obviously, is really good at it. I'm not. I'm going to make references to North Texas. That's just me.
Yeah. The closest I had was going to Austin for I used the term interview very loosely. But that was back when the show, Russ Martin's show, was on in the afternoons in Austin. They needed a midday show. It's like, okay, I'll go down and check the place out.
And I supported that.
And I loved it. And even
and I backed you up.
You did. But even the thought of moving to Austin to do radio was worrisome because, well, it's Texas, and I feel like I'd have a better handle on it than anywhere else. It still wasn't DFW. It still wasn't home. I love the fact that I have lived in Tarrant County. I've lived in Dallas County, lived in Collin. I've lived around the whole Metroplex. I have to drive all the way from across it to go to my in-law's house. And there's something to that. It's more than home. It's knowing that whenever anyone from another market comes in and tries to say, I'm going to take over this market, the hell you are. I will enjoy watching you burn in flames because you think you know, but you have no idea.
And there are very few people in this market, radio people, that have been here for a long time that aren't from Texas. Mm-mm. I think Bo and Jim are from Texas. I know Jody Dean is from Texas. Terry Dorsey is as big as Texas. And that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm leaving somebody out that's important. I don't think Ron Chapman was from Texas, but he was here long enough.
Yeah, and he embraced it. He became a part of it, became part of the fabric. Hawkeye is basically, I don't know if he's originally from here, but he's been here so long, the area he identifies, it's him.
You don't want to go someplace and have to relearn, just relearning names. Mm. Okay, it's Waxahachie. Are you sure? Let me try it.
Hey, I just got a call from Waxahachie.
No.
Carpetbagger.
No. Yeah, you can always spot carpetbaggers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, out there in, what is that? What? Oh, yeah, I just moved to Montague, Texas.
I was going to pick Bexar, but Montague sounded nicer.
That's right. It's fancy.
I almost bought a house over there by the Amon Carter Museum.
And I never would be able to do the legal ID correctly. Let's say I moved to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KTLA, Los Angeles, Texas.
I'm starting to think you wouldn't pan out there.
That sounded pretty good up to that point.
Yeah.
I think if you were going to do an L.A. legal ID, you have to leave off the state. It's just Los Angeles.
I don't like leaving off the state.
I know. And in Texas, that's an important thing.
And the legal ID, all you have to do is name your city of license, and that's it. With us, it's KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Something cool just about saying Texas. It just not, doesn't sound cool like California.
Yeah. Los Angeles, California.
I'm sorry, to me, anytime I hear California, if it's not being said by Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's not worth saying.
Yeah.
California. See, it sounds fun.
That's right.
Sounds like a fun place to be.
It is.
But you go overseas, you go anywhere. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Ohio. Oh, okay. I don't really know what that is.
Mm-mm.
Where are you from? Texas. Oh, that's impressive for many reasons. Are you going to kill me?
Yeah, you'll get drinks bought for you.
What? Line one, Alfie?
Yep, it's our Robert.
Okay. Hey, Robert.
I think that's the reason why syndicated radio hasn't really ever taken hold in this market. I don't think it ever will.
Oh, you got Rush Limbaugh that's big here.
AM talk is different. But you talk about FM, John Boy and Billy and Lex and Terry and some of the syndicated, they never did worth a damn, and I don't think it's ever going to take off.
And I don't know, and I know now this has turned into like a radio class, but yeah, they always go, well, you know, if you're going to be in other markets, you got to localize. I'm not going to do it. And Stern didn't.
Hmm.
Stern didn't talk about the other markets unless there was news going on there. For the most part, it was what was going on in New York City.
Right.
So I maybe have been able to make more money in another city, another market, but I'm not saying Los Angeles, Texas. This is where you say you're glad I stayed.
Well, I am glad you stayed.
Damn.
That
was an empty thing. Okay, Ray, one more and we'll go.
I never got to the audio for The Bachelor.
You're so petty.
Well, I'm just saying it's worth hearing.
Okay. How did we get off on that, by the way? It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
Anyway. Santa Fe.
Yeah, Santa Fe. So
they're pissed off that
they misspelled it on the graphic on TV. They just kind of glossed over Megan, who's 24, from Nashville, and talking about how excited she was when they got the news that they were going to Santa Fe.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This week, there will be one group date, two one-on-one dates, and you'll be joining Chris in the beautiful southwestern town of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, that's great. Like, where are the elves?
I've never been to Santa Fe. I've never been in New Mexico, but I hear it's beautiful. It's like a beach resort place.
Ooh, that's really fun to wear on the beach.
Hang on. What did I miss?
Back it up.
It's a resort place?
What, a beach resort place?
Oh.
Santa Fe. I've never been in New Mexico, but I hear it's beautiful. It's like a beach resort place.
Ooh, this would be fun.
I can't wait to see the Pacific Ocean.
See, it's actually going to get worse.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Now, right in here, she's trying to pack up for the big trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and she's looking at all the bikinis she's going to wear to the beach.
I hope my hotel is near the PC 101 so I can see the Pacific Ocean. And they're laughing at her. Is it not the Pacific?
But I hear it's beautiful. It's like a beach resort place.
Ooh, this would be fun to wear on the beach.
Bikini. I think that New Mexico is definitely going to be a culture shock from what I'm used to. You know, the hats, sombreros that everyone wears in Mexico. I don't know if they wear that.
Just from the interviews, does the Bachelor get to see these ahead of time?
No, and
before
I've been
picks.
No, and I've been saying for years. I think if I was going to be the Bachelor, I want to see their interviews with the producers, because I wouldn't even need to have the cocktail party and speak with them one on one to be like, so what are your thoughts on kids and religion? We watch this crap and be like, that bitch is gone, out.
Everything is so much fresher here because it's called New Mexico.
Beach.
I think that
beach.
Telling you,
it's gonna think when they showed me around Albuquerque, there was snow all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And again,
I love to ski.
Still gonna get worse.
New Mexico is definitely going to be a culture shock from what I'm used to. You know, the hat sombreros that everyone wears in Mexico. I don't know if they wear that in New Mexico. It's definitely exciting to go on a new adventure, to fall in love with Chris. I'm so excited. I've never been out of the country. It's going to be awesome.
Swear. Do I need a passport to get into New Mexico? You would. Obviously, the producers pick the hottest, stupidest chicks they can.
I think they get a mix.
Well, I don't know, but to have one, it's if you really cared about the women on there, because you know they're going to go through a lot of emotional grief if they don't get picked.
Yes, but
and for let her to go. I'd never been out of the country.
I think that's one of those things where they didn't think maybe she was that stupid through the interview process, and then once she was already cast. And they start shooting things with her and realize, oh, my God, this chick's really, really dumb. They realize this is better than what we thought.
We should play this up. Tell her she needs to get shots.
Yep.
And the water, tell her about that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't leave the resort.
That's right. It's very dangerous to leave the resort in New Mexico. And whatever you do in the middle of the night, don't go walking by yourself on the beach. Just dangerous.
Don't buy the little carved frogs or the chiclets from the little children. I got to play the end of this again.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I've never been in New Mexico, but I hear it's beautiful. It's like a beach resort place.
Ooh, this would be fun to wear on the beach.
I think that New Mexico is definitely going to be a culture shock from what I'm used to. You know, the hat sombreros that everyone wears in Mexico. I don't know if they wear that in New Mexico. It's definitely exciting to go on a new adventure, to fall in love with Chris. I'm so excited. I've never been out of the country. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to have to learn to speak the language, whatever it is there.
You got to pick up the Rosetta Stone there, Megan.
I don't know what I have to get. Is it Domo Arigato? And then they shoot the bukkake on you?
Shoot the bukkake?
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that not New Mexico?
No, that's Japan.
Oh. Japan is in New Mexico?
Oh, my God. Someone put her down.
What do I put the collar on?
Do I have to wear the sombrero upside down as a bukkake collar? These really are some stupid. No offense, but stupid. I'd be pissed if I was The Bachelor and they didn't let me see these interviews before I started making my choices.
Yeah, because I assume it. You know, when Chris, now that the whole shooting is done, he's watching these episodes and he had to see that and think, oh my God.
And if he picked her, I think when they shoot it, by the time it finally airs, everything's done. Everybody's been picked, final rose. It's all done. It's all packaged and ready to go. I picked the one that thought New Mexico, she needed a passport.
Get to ride donkeys.
I love donkeys.
Oh, no. She thinks our date is a donkey show.
Well, I've seen donkey shows.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the pyramids? Alfie, what is line two? We got to go. I don't think we've ever been this late.
He's calling about being from Texas and not. He's not from Texas.
All right. Yes, Matthew.
Hey, Russ. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I was born and raised in California, joined the Marine Corps, and I retired out here in Texas, and I'm not going anywhere.
How long you were born in California?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in Texas?
I've only been here for 3 months, visited about 5 times throughout my life.
What is it you like about the area?
They're very veteran-friendly. The people are just generally
outwards nice, not like California where they're all Beverly Hills, self-centered, egotistical.
To me, California, Los Angeles, Hollywood, something like that, is a really good place to visit, but not a good place to do a legal ID.
No.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here, too, and I love the show.
Hoorah.
All right.
Thank you, boss.
Hoorah.
Okay. All right, ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
However, we cannot leave just yet.
Why?
Because you still haven't played the piano.
I said I just started learning Great Balls of Fire. I don't know all of it.
It's now after 7:30. It doesn't matter. Get your butt.
It's almost 7:35. Who knows how many stop sets we're late on?
All of them. But we started out today, and I said, yeah, let's hear all your practice with the Great Balls of Fire and Jerry Lee Lewis. Don't go, let it go to waste. Show us what you got.
Yeah, your piano's on. It's hot.
Do you know the story, Dr. Fern?
Nope.
Because I've mastered the guitar, I've decided to move along to the piano.
All right. You're a Renaissance man.
But I didn't learn the whole song. I learned the boogie riff with your left hand, and then whatever the crap is with your right.
Well, the left ought to be the harder part, I would think.
Why?
You've practiced.
Come on, killer.
Show us what you got. Got a keyboard in the studio. We never use it.
Well, I'll go back over there and pound on the keyboard and let me reset the level. Good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring, since I got to walk away from the console, I'm going to bring the faders up. You'll have to fire off the closing music.
Okay.
We set?
All set.
Okay. Somebody talk while I go over there.
All right.
There's no chair.
You don't need a chair. Jerry Lee Lewis didn't need a chair.
Jerry Lee Lewis could play.
Don't let a chair be your distraction. Just get over there and tickle the ivories.
Maybe if I blow it, anybody got a lighter fluid?
I think you're probably closer to blowing it.
All right.
You'll be fine because you had, what was it, like 2 hours last night after the show with Alfie helping you, and then like another hour and a half today, right?
Yeah, I don't have any headphones over there.
I got some coming.
All right.
Those are nice headphones, too.
Plug it in. Let's go.
This is exciting.
This is actually kind of ironic. Close handing him headphones and they're Beats.
Yeah.
What? How long does it take to plug in headphones? Sorry.
Any day.
There we go. We all set. Turn them up.
Hit on your keys. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah. It's not really long enough. Here we go.
That's a good start.
All right, here we go.
You're doing great!
Whoa! Oh my god! You're a freaking prodigy!
Why even wasting so much time with a guitar?
Was that too loud?
No.
It was,
I feel like I need to.
There you go! Knock that chair over.
There you go. Now you're Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh. Had to kick something over.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go marry my cousin.
To get more information on the Russ Martin Show, let me know when you find out how he knows how to play piano. RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com for all things. 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
the Metroplex.